Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
CNM is growing again, and our new show coming up next with host Suzette will be airing on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Eastern. Suzette is a constitutional scholar and health professional who has hosted shows on BTR since 2009. She currently hosts Welcome to Suzette Live Talk on Spreaker. Tune in for coming up next with Suzette at 4 p.m. Eastern on Wednesdays, heard through Conservative Nation Media, where we can depend on the truth always being told and where America always wins.
Black by Color Only Day here on CNM with our very own Vincent Brown out of Durham, North Carolina. Black by Color Only is one of the most informative shows on CNM, giving us the reasons that the apostles of blackness are leading this nation in the wrong direction, along with the left. And Vincent will come down on the right too when they do not do what is right. Listen to the wisdom of Vincent Brown on Saturday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, and you will find out that the media is lying to us too, along with the leftists in our government. Some of the right are too, and in Hollywood also. He will make you use your mind and think a bit before making a rash judgment. That is Black by Color Only, only on CNM at 5 p.m. Eastern on Saturdays, where America always wins. Joseph Gibson is running for the House of Representatives in North Carolina's District 65. We have to start voting for patriots who love this nation, and Conservative Nation Media proudly endorses him. Joseph Gibson is one of those patriots, and it's not too late. We need to start realizing that there is not a different truth for everyone. As the liberals say, there is only one truth. A vote for Joseph Gibson for North Carolina's District 65 will help bring back the integrity Americans have been missing. Paid for by the committee to elect Joseph Gibson to the North Carolina House District 65. See you at the polls, patriots.
Tune in for the Lucid Libertarian with Lori Ann Show. Sundays, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, to discuss current events, news, and political opinion with lucid libertarian flair. I promote liberty, freedom, our Constitution, Bill of Rights, and limited government, while speaking against corporate and government corruption, tyranny, and the globalist Great Reset agenda that undermines our precious American sovereignty. Please also like and follow my Lucid Libertarian with Lori Ann page on Facebook. You can help me battle their freedom-loathing censorship by visiting my page regularly, along with reacting, commenting, and sharing my posts. Thank you, and I hope listening to my show becomes part of your Sunday night routine.
But what we saw in that Senate today was a cowardly group of Republicans. We have no option.
Show me where it says that protest is supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
They go low, he kicks.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right on to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. If I said, if we're in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
It's amazing how people try to frame everything racially, and how they create divisions among our society.
That's one small step for man,
one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to hour number one of NWCR Radio with your host, Robert Garding. This is Duke Brooks of Radio Free Delmarva from 92.7 WGMD, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, and I'm proud to introduce my friend Robert as we fight to protect the America we know and love. Through the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, you're listening to NWCR Radio, broadcast through the CNM network in Albuquerque, New Mexico, from our Freedom Studio. And now, here's Robert.
Okay, that was kind of a long beginning. I had a couple of new ads that I had to throw in there, so I figured if I didn't do them at the beginning, they were not going to get done because they haven't been. Entrance, I'm going to have to get Duke to redo that one because there's all kinds of things that have changed since he did that, not only having Lorianne as my co-host, but also because he's not at that radio station anymore. But one of the things that I wanted to talk about tonight was everybody knows how New Mexico is such a liberal fest for everybody and everything seems to be going their way. Well, it doesn't. We've had all kinds of things going on. KOT TV news here is a liberal bastion to beat all liberal bastions, and they went against our governor this week with a fact check of her state of the state speech. And they came down on her hard. It says far left Democrat Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's recent state of the state address covered her radical 2024 legislative priorities, including matching, snatching guns from law abiding citizens and dunking more money into the state's failing education system. While the governor highlighted several achievements of New Mexico, KOAT7's Target 7 smacked her down with a fact check. One of the key assertions made by the governor was the state's financial growth. She claimed, "We rank among the top states for financial growth and stability and have grown our permanent fund more than 200%. However, Target 7 has determined that this statement is mostly false. According to U.S. News and World Report's best state ranking, New Mexico placed 44th in terms of economy, considering factors such as business environment, labor market, and economic growth. This contradicts the governor's implication of being among the top states." Now, if you want to give her the benefit of the doubt, I guess maybe if you consider the top 43 as not being existent, then yeah, we're in the top. One of the top states. As a UNM economist, Riley White, shed further light on this, stating that although New Mexico has made significant advances, it still falls short in several areas. The governor's office attributed her statement on financial growth to a U.S. Labor Department of Labor report indicating high wage growth in the state last summer. Regarding New Mexico's permanent fund, the state did increase from $23.2 billion in 2018 to $42.9 billion in 2023, marking an 84.4% rise, not the 200 claimed by the governor. So at least here in New Mexico, at least they're starting to watch what she's doing, and maybe things will change here because of things like this. And I think it's just awesome. Well, Lorianne, how are you tonight?
I am doing overall pretty well. More thawing out here in Oregon. Only a little bit of snow left on the ground, and the ice melted, and I didn't have any other, you know, trees fall down or anything in my yard, so I'm happy for that. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. I've got Mike in there. He raised his hand, so I brought him in. And
hi, guys.
Hey, how are you tonight?
Well, you know what I say to that first story, Robert? She's in trouble, you know. When you've got the media, when you're a Democrat and you've got the media against you, you know, she's in trouble.
That's one of the reasons why I chose that article, because it showed, and KOAT is, the TV part of it is liberal. So I saw that and I thought, oh, she's in trouble.
Well, you're starting to see that with Biden. The media is starting to turn on Biden, you know. So
yep.
When you start to see that, when the media turns on a Democrat, I mean that's not a good thing. I mean, That's the thing. It all goes back to what Bongino said about, is it bad enough yet? All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll say how he couches this thing. He's from New York City, one of the five boroughs, right? And
yep.
He says, when all the at the end of Dinkins's reign up there, when things were getting really bad. And you're having 2,000 plus murders a year over the 5 years between his last election and the time when Giuliani got elected. Well, at the end of that 5 year period, Giuliani ended up getting elected and it finally got bad enough to the point of where they turned on him. They turned on David Dinkins, you know?
Yep.
The New York Times, New York Post, all those news, you know, KABC, WABC or whatever, WNBC or whatever up there, they all turned on David Dinkins. And that's what we're seeing with these Democrats, that the media's turning on them, you know?
Well, it's not just the media, though. One of the things that's happened here in New Mexico this last week, and I did an update about this one, Stephanie Lord of Sandia Park and John Block of Alamogordo have put together a bill to fund the border wall here in New Mexico, and a bunch of Democrats are going for it. So,
well,
things are
the
changing.
Question is we know they're going to take, we know Biden's going to take, the people in Texas to court because they sent the National Guard down there
yep.
to the border. Are the Biden people going to take the state of New Mexico to now? Granted, they can have that bill and. My question is this. Let's say they pass that bill to fund the border wall, all right? Forget about whether or not Biden likes it or not. If they pass it, do they have a supermajority to where they can she would probably, you know, veto that bill, you know, passed it. Now, do they have a big enough majority to override her veto?
They would have to have a whole bunch of Democrats go in for it because they don't have the majority here. But the thing that I'm looking at is that I don't think Biden would do too much about it because the border wall here in New Mexico, it's only like about it's not very, very – the border itself in New Mexico is not very far. It's 200 miles at the most, and I don't even think it's even that. There isn't much there. So I'm not sure if it's enough to make Biden sit up and take notice, but, you know, not like Arizona and Texas because they've got a big one. But, you know, we've just got that tiny little strip down there, and I'm not really sure what would if that would be enough to cause Biden to do anything. And Boyd just raised his hand, so I'll bring him in too if I can do it. Yeah, there he is. Hello, Boyd.
Hi, Boyd.
Hey, guys. I just called in, raised my hand just in case. I don't have nothing to say right at the moment.
Oh, boy. Well, you're in here in case you come up with something. But, you know, it's I had decided to start it out with that one article because, you know, everybody pretty much knows that this whole state, including the media, is a liberal bastion. Well, they're starting to turn against her. And it's actually kind of neat to see.
It'd be very interesting to see if this thing passes. By how much, how many, you talked about the two Democrats that brought this thing up, right? And it's basically a Democrat legislature over there.
The two that wrote the thing are Republicans.
They are Republicans.
Yeah, but there are some Democrats who are falling in behind it. So that's something that didn't happen last year.
Right. Now, my question is this. If, you know, if it's just a handful, okay, fine. They can write that bill, bring it up as much as they want. But if it's, I don't know how many senators and House members there are in the legislature over there, but if it's approaching a majority in the legislature that actually get behind this bill, she's in trouble. That veto is going to fall.
Yeah. Well, if it passes, that's something I'll just kind of wait and see because I'm not really sure if they've got the strength for that. But the idea that the last time they pushed something like this, it was straight Republicans with a few of them not voting for it and no Democrats voted, you know, were falling in behind it. Now we've got Democrats falling in behind. I see I got, I think, Joe Gibson in there, too.
Yes, sir.
Hello there. How are you?
Hi, Joe. All right. It's another day. Just I'm a little bit late here because I've been writing, you know, statements trying to get these people to retract these articles that they've written about me, you know. I mean, just pounding me, you know, with the neo-Nazi crap. And I've been looking up libel laws and, you know, defamation of character laws. And, you know, they can write an opinion about a person, but they can't write it in a statement that makes it sound like a fact. That would be against the law.
Well, you know, one of the things I heard
thing with your multiple domestic violence charges in that one article.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Like,
what the hell is that about? Where did they pull that out of their ass from, you know?
Everywhere. They're just making stuff up now. I mean, they're running wild. I mean, you know, robbery convictions. I mean, what next? Murder? I mean, I was on death row. I mean, what next? CIA. They got me as a CIA guy, too, now. The CIA left me in prison too long.
Yeah, they said CIA.
They got me going, man.
They just don't know how to get their facts straight.
Wait, there... They're after you more than the government was ever after Ray Epps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, you had mentioned that all of these things that they're coming up with have been expunged. That's actually breaking the law doing what they're doing, and somebody needs to come down on them for that.
I know, but right now, see, what do I do? I mean, it appears that the general public isn't buying into it too much, but you don't know until you get to the polls. That's why I got to start working these phones and getting people to interact with the voters. I'm going to a meeting tomorrow with a group down there in downtown Reidsville, in the city of Reidsville. I was invited, so I'm going to probably be a good crowd there, so I'll probably speak there. But, you know, I have to engage the voters. It's the only way I'm going to get to beat this guy, this incumbent. You know, it's the only way, because they don't like him. People are against the casino, and, you know, it's just but they got me labeled as this Nazi now, this Nazi, and that's real bad news, you know?
Well, you know, I think a lot of what they're trying to do is there's that old adage that all they have to do is tell a lie enough times and people will start to believe it. What they're trying to do is push all of this stuff into the limelight so that the very first thing people see about you are these lies, and they will stick to people more than maybe the truth will. And that's what I think might be what they're trying to do. And I just brought Pianchi in too. So.
Yeah, I mean they're. I mean it's bad. I mean I'm talking about. I mean it's like everything. Like Lorianne just said, she saw the article where CIA, neo-Nazi, convicted felon, robbery, convicted of robbery. I was never convicted of any robbery. You know, I mean I'm talking about this is North Carolina.
It's like they looked up the criminal records for anybody named Joseph Gibson anywhere across the United States. And they're putting it all on you.
Yeah. I mean, you
like
Google my name right now.
Name, as if you're the only Joseph Gibson in the whole country. You know?
Yeah. Google my name right now, and you should see the crap that comes up. I mean, I'm everywhere. I mean, it's just it's not the type of thing that I would really – I mean, for literally, my name is ruined, basically, for the rest of my life now. I mean, it's basically ruined.
Hmm. Yeah, that's not
because you know that even if they do a retraction, you know, nobody's ever going to see it. You know what I mean? Like, they'll do a retraction, and it's like, okay, for you to see it, you'll have to scroll and scroll and scroll, and it'll be like the last freaking article, you know, at the very, very bottom on the side, small print, you know. That's what they'll do.
Yeah, and they'll do something like this and put it on the front page, and then when they do a retraction, it's on the back page or somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, the only thing I could do is win. If I win, that'll smack them right upside the head. I mean, but you know what's going to happen if I win? They're going to shun me in the General Assembly. Nobody's going to want to work with me.
Yeah.
You know?
Joseph.
Yeah.
Joseph, are you sure you're not running against the Democrat?
I don't know. I just don't know.
I'd claim that if I was you, I'd claim that you're running against Democrats.
Well, it doesn't matter what I claim right now. I mean, I'd like to debate the guy, to be honest with you. I'd like to debate him, you know. I mean, I know I could tear him apart on the issues, the facts. I mean, you know, it's just only, like I said, the only thing I can do is beat them, engage the voter, talk to the people here. People here are pretty much awake. It's a lot of country people. So, you know, I mean, it's not like I'm in a liberal city where I'm going to get, you know, I'm getting protests outside my house, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, give them time. They got to raise the money to get
yet.
The protesters there.
Yeah. You never know.
Yeah.
They'll send a bunch of migrants. They'll send buses of migrants there just to protest. You know, protest against Joseph Gibson there in North Carolina.
Yeah. Well, I have to be careful now. So if anything anti-minority or anti, you know, whatever I say, you know, I'm labeled a racist, so I got to be careful. You know, if I say anything that's pro-white, I forget about it, you know?
Yeah. And I brought Pianki in. I'm not sure if I've heard him say anything, but he's in here too. And Sarge is in the chat room. So.
Well, they're going after Mark Robinson, the guy who's running for governor, too. They're going after him. He's saying that he made anti-Semitic remarks, and he's a black guy, you know? So it seems that this is the norm around the country.
They're pulling out all the stops because that's what happens. Mm-hmm. When you get to a turning point, they pull out all the stops. So you got to start fighting back. You need to get people to say your nasty things. Find somebody to say your nasty things for you. You ever get on the show, I call in and say nasty things I like.
You know, think about this. You know, you're looking at what's happening with Trump right now, and particularly with the E. Jean Carroll thing. She's a liar. She's a bitch. She's a slut. She's just weird, you know. And they don't want to let him bring all kinds of evidence to prove what she is in court, you know. They don't want to let him try the case from his side. Mm-hmm. That's what's happening with Joe. Joe wants to bring these, Joe Gibson wants to bring all this evidence in the court, and they're saying, no, we're not going to allow it. Right, Joe?
Yeah, that's basically how it went, yeah. I mean, I won, though. I won. I mean, I won unanimously on the state board. Had to put me back on. Now the media is killing me, though. The media is what's killing me. You know, and I mean, the opposition is pretty much keeping silent right now. It's the media that's running wild with these stories.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was on the morning news this morning, you know, 11 o'clock news last night. I mean, it's like the Nazi, Nazi, mm-hmm. Nazi. What the hell did they get this crap from? You know?
When was the last time you've seen a Nazi? I mean, really? Really?
I mean, my podcast show. I mean, you know, they claim to be, but they threatened me. Like, I remember Sarge was on one of them where that guy threatened me for an hour straight. I played it one night, as a matter of fact. I think Lorianne heard it, too, when I played it. The guy was yelling at me, threatening me. I mean, I still got it, you know? I mean, what are they talking about? They don't like me. I'm not a member of their group.
Well, actually, that's kind of a good thing, because who wants to be other than a liberal?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, but they don't really understand what a Nazi is. You know, the Nazi were, you know, the National Socialist Party. You know what I mean? They were, you're about restoring the Republic and our U.S. Constitution. The two things couldn't be any more different. And but they don't understand that.
No.
Right.
I'm an extremist. I'm a Republican extremist.
Yeah. And as long as you don't feel the way they do, then you're going to be an extremist. And if their stuff doesn't work, it's going to continue to get worse and worse.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're worse than a right-wing extremist. You're anti-government, remember?
You're
running for office in government because you're anti-government. That totally makes sense.
Makes a lot of sense. Yeah. That's an oxymoron.
Well, that's the way they think.
that's liberal logic right there.
Well, I've got one girl.
So run for office for house.
Yeah, I've got one girl, though.
Yeah,
I got one investigator, though. She's a reporter, and she's a black girl, and she interviewed me for about an hour and a half, and she's investigating. She told the truth, and she's looking into all that, you know, that remember that DUI I got where I was exposed to the drugs, and she's looking into all that. So and she printed some of that stuff, so that's good. You know, if you can get, you know, some truth for somebody to do the right thing and report the good stuff and the right stuff, then, you know, that's good. I mean, look at Vice News. You know what Vice News did, too? Look at they even attacked that guy, Tim Ballard, who went and rescued those children. They attacked him. What kind of scumbag network is that? You know?
Well, one thing you don't want to is identify that woman as a girl. Say black woman. Don't say no black girl.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. Yeah. Oh boy. Well,
you're in
I'll
trouble.
Be anti-feminist.
You're in trouble,
Joe. You're in trouble. Yeah. Hey, I got a convention of the state meeting tomorrow. I'm going to be speaking there, Bianchi.
That is a tool that you can use. I just got off a show with a guy that's running for General Assembly in New York, a black man. And I came on and I told him, well, I'm a Donald Trump supporter. But I had two questions for you. One question, what's your opinion on Article 5 of the U.S. Constitution? For calling the Convention of States. You know what he said? He said,
what?
I'm not for that. And then you know what I've done? Hang on. You know what I replied? I said, well, then you're against the U.S. Constitution. Boy, did it ever get quiet.
Yeah.
He probably didn't know what you were talking about.
Well, he's running for an elected position, running for Congress, and he's speaking against the Constitution, which he's going to have to swear an oath to. You see the complications? And he didn't like
yep.
what I said about Charlie Ringel. Well, hell, I can only tell the truth, but I end up saying, well, I don't live in New York. I just want to get that point across because, you know, Marion Barry was a crack at it. Well, he wasn't that bad of a mayor when it came down to doing things.
That's
but
true.
Like
that's true.
They don't like to hear that, especially from a black person. Hell, when me and Sarge come on, and there's some other out there, they just cringe.
Good.
Yeah, that's always great to see.
Yeah. I'm all for that.
You know,
yeah, you're right,
you're
right.
You're
a good mayor.
Nothing I want to mention, and I know we got a person on here from Louisiana. It's one thing
yes,
that Louisiana has, and probably some other states too, is when you go to register to vote, and I noticed this. I was looking at all the elected officials, and they got three things alongside their name. They got their gender, their race, and party affiliation. And I said to myself, what the hell do they need their race for? But
yeah.
I called up the voter register. And I asked the man, I said, why do I have – he pulled up my voter's record. And he said, yeah, it's here that you're black. I said, well, I want that taken off. I want it taken off. And he said, well, you're going to have to re-register. That's what I'm doing. I'm re-registering and I'm leaving that blank. They have no
yeah. –
you see, that's how these judges, these courts use that to determine that they need to create an all-black voters district.
Yep.
That's what
and
they
that's
do.
What, and that's what's being argued now, that they want two more all-black voters districts down here
that's
in
what
Louisiana.
They do. You can see the map on this one that they got. They got a sliver of a line running from Baton Rouge clean up to Shreveport. And those
mm-hmm.
people, just the nature of them are two different cultures. Hell, you go down to New Orleans, you got Creole down there. A Creole can be as white as a Donald Trump. They can be as black as a Wesley Snipes. They don't identify like that. They say,
mm-hmm.
I'm Creole.
Absolutely.
So who's pushing this then? Who's pushing it, the Democrats?
Yeah, it's the Democrats.
Yes.
They use that stuff. They want to create – look, if they create black voting districts, what they're doing is corralling blacks in one spot, then guess what
mm-hmm.
comes after that? All black school districts. Okay, here they
yep.
come again.
Mm-hmm.
These school districts are too – they need to be integrated. Or are you going to get the people to integrate them from – you're going to be busing white kids from the county into these school districts. Here we go with that again.
It's still repeating
yep.
itself. Just opposite. Yep.
Yep, and that's the thing. I mean, look, Democrats have a history of being racist. I mean, they don't want to live, they don't want to hear it, but it's true. You know,
that's
it's true.
Forgotten.
I mean,
and
that's
they blame everybody
history.
Else for being is the racist, not them.
Oh yeah. Now, who created the Ku Klux Klan? That
the
was
Democrats
a Democrat
did.
Group. Yep. You know, a lot of these other racist, you know, neo-Nazi groups our Democrat groups. Fucking BLM and Antifa Democrat group.
Yep.
You know?
You know, I
speaking of which, By the way, Pianchi, when I went from being a Republican to a independent, I didn't put my race on. When I re-registered, I didn't put my race on the. I am a white guy, but I didn't put my race on the farm.
I'm glad you didn't.
And they didn't.
All you're doing is giving them power. That's what they get. The only way they know to come up with this idea of creating black separate voting districts.
Yep, yep. And look, we already have a voting district that's like looks like a fucking snake, you know.
Snakes along whatever,
and it's like okay. The one all black voting district was the one that what was the guy's name that eventually went to Obama's or was it Obama? Was it oh shit, I can't remember his name now, but what was his name? Anyway, that one voting district that goes from New Orleans, you know, up through, I believe, the other end of Baton Rouge. The other thing they ignore with these voting districts is they're trying to carve up Baton Rouge into four different things.
Yeah, so Cleo Fields can get a congressional seat. That's what they're doing.
Yep.
See, if you got a legislature like him, he gets elected all the time. You got the same blacks that vote for him. The blacks vote because of your skin color and a D behind your name. One is just worse than the other in those particular fashions. He will automatically down there get elected to that congressional district.
How do you think Edwin W. Edwards got elected all those years in a row?
Yep.
Hey guys, look, let's do Joe a favor here. Let's put this idea of calling Joe a Nazi to the test, because it really irritates me to hear these dummies as they try to deflect from what they actually are and try to project it onto someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look, let's put this to bed. Now, like Laurie pointed out, the term National Socialist is not just a aspiration. It is what they were. They believed in free health care and guaranteed jobs. They confiscated inherited wealth, and they spent huge sums on public education. They purged the church from public policy. They promoted pagan spirituality, you know, like environmentalism and worshiping rocks and trees and paganism. They inserted the authority of the state in every nook and cranny of daily life. They declared war on smoking. They supported abortion, euthanasia, and gun control. They hated the free market. They provided generous welfare pensions for the elderly. They maintained a strict racial quota system in their universities, and they had all kind of campus speech codes. They led the world in organic farming and alternative medicine. Hitler was a vegetarian. Himmler was an animal rights activist. Now, look, I don't want to make too much of that, because you know how they say, oh, you're just trying to spear. Oh, just, you know, I mean, because they, rather than respond to what they say, they try to run away from it. But everything I just said, to anyone who knows anything at all about the Third Reich, knows that those issues and those planks were prominent pieces of their public policies. Somebody in high positions either implemented them or advocated for them. And they implemented just about everything I said there, officially, to some degree or other. So the point I'm trying to make is that the intellectual wellspring of modern-day progressivism owes more to classical fascism than it does to classical liberalism, which is what people like Joe and mostly everybody here on this phone call are. We cannot let them get away with it without challenging them.
Yep. Yeah. And I think what we should do instead of putting when we fill out our registration for voting, and when it comes to the thing of race, just put American. See what they do with that one.
That's right.
How do you suggest go about
That's
it,
right,
guys? How you? Yep.
What do you say, Joe? Do you have any question?
I said, how do you suggest we go about it?
Like I said, whenever they bring up, when they ask you, when they accuse you of being a Nazi, they ask, okay, put it to the test. Ask me my position, ask me what my position as a candidate is on all of these things, and see how that comports with being a Nazi. And I guarantee you it won't, because most of them are ahistorical. They're utterly ignorant of history and definitely about the Third Reich and the history of World War II. And they won't know what you're talking about anyway. Maybe you can educate them. Okay, ask me what I feel about euthanasia. Ask me what I feel about abortions. Ask me what I think about gun control. Ask me what I think about... See, how do any of these comport with what the Nazis believe? Because they don't, and they won't.
Okay.
They don't
yeah,
like
but
that.
You're right about that, Sarge. But they will be ignorant, and then they'll just bring it right around to how Joe is still a Nazi because he's affiliated, so they say, with the Nazi movement, which is all about genocide. So
look, he had conversations with him, as did I. I'm not a Nazi. Converse with anybody if they're willing to have a civil conversation about anything. And for the most part, most of the Nazis I had the conversation with were pretty civil.
Well, yeah, but that's you. And if you have a moderator that knows how to, keep the conversation straight. But Joe still needs to have some...
it's guilt by association, though, Joe.
Yeah.
Huh?
They're trying to do a guilt by association with Joe.
Yeah, and he has to have some upgrading when it comes to doing interviews as well, so he can be well-informed about the background of the Nazi Party as well, show how it's leftist, Marxist, or maybe make the distinction with the difference, and go on from there. But as you were saying...
Joe could even bring up the fact that Elijah Muhammad and Malcolm X met with George Lincoln Rockwell, the head of the American Nazi Party in 1965. They sat down and have long, serious discussions with them.
By the way, Pianchi, by the way, the guy I was thinking of was Cedric Richmond. He ended up being in the transition team for Biden. Cedric Richmond is the House member from Louisiana that ended up with Biden in the transition team, stepped away from the
Senate. I think he quit.
Yeah,
Biden.
He quit.
Now he doesn't know what
he
to
had
do.
To. Yeah, he had to, because the guy that's in office now is Troy Carter. This is the second congressional district of Louisiana. So yeah, they want to add two more congressional districts down here. We already have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. They want to have 10.
You know, if you don't want to put down race, you shouldn't even put down gender. And when you get the census form, when they ask you about how many TVs you've got and stoves and everything, that's not constitutional as far as I know.
Nope.
The Constitution is supposed to find out how many people live in the country, not how much they own and anything else like that.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't – when Trump suggested – putting on the U.S. fences if you are a citizen or not, oh, baby, they raised hell over that.
Yes, they did.
You know, one of the things I did today, I think it was yesterday, when I did my update, I did it essentially about gun control. And one of the things that was written in the article that I found was the person put down about the lies and the things that they are pushing on all of us. She said the thing to do is to break the spell. Simply keep asking and answering one little word: why? And she said, why do we have a constitution? Why did the founding fathers include a Bill of Rights? Why do the 27 words of the Second Amendment include the clause, thou shalt not be infringed. Why did the very first gun laws come about? Why are the loudest voices who are trying to restrict your rights to protect self-protection coming from the very people who have armed security protecting them and their children 24 hours a day? Why, if guns are so bad, do people rely on guns to protect them? And it goes on and says, you and I simply want to live the American hope of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. We want to build our little cottage, snip off the puppet strings, and live out the promise of a future filled with freedom. It's important to keep our eyes on the North Star of truth so that we, too, do not fall prey to the spells of those who want us to fall into the deep, deep, deep sleep of apathy, who seek to enslave us under their heavy boot of tyranny. We must know the truth and constantly plant the seeds of truth. And that's where we have to start doing this, is because essentially all of these people in government who are trying to push all this, from gun control to us being racist to Joe being a Nazi, they are after one thing and one thing only, and that is control.
And ask another question, too. Why would the framers of the Second Amendment put in there a militia that is necessary to the security of a free state, and they use well-regulated it. In the meaning of the 18th century, it meant a well-trained, organized, and disciplined. Why would they put the word militia, which is a body of citizens organized for military purposes, unless they intended to have access to military pattern of weapons that are suitable for military purposes? That makes no sense.
Yep.
Well,
Ask me right now, question. What do you mean? They had to put an amendment in the Constitution to assure your right to shoot a bunny rabbit?
Sarge, right now
that
the National Guard.
Either.
Sarge, right now in Texas, that's a very serious situation right now with that National Guard. And
exactly,
it's
the point I'm trying to make. We now see this when Texas might need its militia to protect its borders. That was what the militia was intended to be when it was envisioned in the 18th century and the 19th century. Right up to 1903, when they passed the Dick Act that created the National Guard, all the states had full-blown militias in varying degrees of readiness, training, and organization, admittedly. Some were pretty bad. Some were pretty first-rate. They varied in the quality. But they all had them as a state-level, wait for it now, military force.
Yes.
But, Sarge, you'll have to admit, at the time, there was a tremendous threat of bunny rabbits.
Ask Jimmy Carter. You're right. You see? He had a track rabbit he had to defend himself against right there on the Lake Chippecotti.
Oh, yes, sorry, you're missing my point.
It's so I've spoken to no kangaroos in North America. Don't be giant rabbits.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, you're right. But, you know, look,
my point,
we can't. Here's your point, though, Robert. And this point that is vital. We must not accept their invalid premises. They prefaced their questions on the basis that you accept the basic premise of their question. We need to challenge everything, every question they ask at the foundational level. When they say things like, we're a nation of immigrants, call them on that immediately. Tell them, no, we are a nation of citizens, many of whom were immigrants at one time, but we have always been a nation of citizens. Tell them that. Mm-hmm. Don't let them accept that premise. Don't accept these bankrupt, invalid premises that they just want to slip in there without any examination or any thinking about it. They do it all the time in everything. When they say things like diversity is our strength in and of itself, that is a lie. That is a lie. Mm-hmm. If you get diverse people of talent, diverse people who are willing to accept the American Constitution and the laws and everything else, then yes, that type of diversity is a strength. But diversity for diversity's sake is often a detriment, not a help. But we got to stop accepting these premises just on the face of it as though they're not supposed to be challenged in any sense of the word, or any way, shape, form, or fashion.
And the yeah, and to continue with what you're saying, Sarge, the absolute proof of it is in England, France, and Germany, where diversity is supposedly still, as you know, as preached by the governments over there, a strength, but it's not.
Yeah,
and
it's not. And now, if you accept, if you have, look, the wider the pool of talent you have to pick from, of course, that more likely than not is an inherent advantage. But not the way it's being managed by these progressive leftists. It is being done for its own sake, for one reason, and also to help implement a sort of power grab by the cultural Marxist elite. It is not being done for what benefit it brings to the society as a whole by picking people with the most talent from the most diverse population, which is the way it should be, and let the chips fall as they may, provided you are honest and give everybody an equal shot. That's not the way they're managing diversity. They are doing it for its own sake and daring you to speak against it. It's corrupt. Their concept of diversity is utterly, totally bankrupt. And
of course it is. And to go on with that, the diversity that they want is the diversity of divisiveness, because people who come here, and I live with, you know, in my community with a lot of immigrants, and they're anti-American, and I can't say that they don't have reason to be, with NATO and America being the informal or formal head of NATO, bombing their countries or interfering with their government's institutions. So they don't like Americans. They don't like America, but they're here. And they don't want to adapt. They don't want to accept the culture. They just want to go on with what they want to do. When you have that, then no matter what country you're in, if you're not adapting to the culture, you can still keep your lineage and your ancestry and be proud. But if you don't want to adapt to the culture of the country that you're in, you by almost by necessity are against that culture. So diversity is not an asset. And here's one question that a person can ask about diversity. You just say to anybody that I'm getting into a conversation with you, name me 20 people who were immigrants or are immigrants now who contributed to this country in the name of promoting American values, science, technology, and increased the standard of living for Americans as a whole. Give me 20 names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, like diversity today is just another word by the progressive elitists, the progressive wing of American political life. It's just another word for class warfare. That's all it is.
Mm. Yep.
Class warfare. They had to come up with some other name for it, because class warfare in and of itself is too Marxist, too readily identifiable as Marxism. And most people understand the inherent evil of Marxism. But that's why they have to keep coming up with new guises for it. It's the same old wine bottled in a different bottle. That's all. Same old thing.
Absolutely.
Same old vinegar. In a wine.
Yeah, well, yeah. For a minute.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, we got a lot of work to do with educating people. We had a lot of work to do actually educating people instead of indoctrinating them. Now we got diversity, equity, inclusion in the airline industry, for God's sake.
A
primary virtue, not merit.
Do you know, I can't put up an ad on Craigslist or in a new app about the neighborhood asking for natural-born Americans? I've done that twice. They accuse me, the so-called reviewers. First off, Craigslist doesn't even address it. It just won't allow the ad to be put up. Yet they'll have ads about, and it's very obvious that the ads asking for escorts. They'll have that up, but not what I want. And for the neighborhood app, the reviewers, it sounds to me, Mr. So-and-so, that you do not, you have non-inclusive language. Well, no shit. So I sent them back an email. I said, it's not about discrimination. It's about preferences. Discrimination means you prefer, you are against those that you feel you are superior to, and you create harm against them. preferences. Everybody has them. It's natural. It's normal.
Well, right. Here, as Gunslinger, one thing you got to overcome is the indoctrination. Until you get rid of indoctrination, nothing is going to change. Okay? Until you stop these sumbitches from indoctrinating the kids, saying, well, two daddies are okay and two mamas are okay. And it's okay to be, you know, dressed like a fag and a queer and all this shit, the LGBTQ, creek, frack, whatever they call themselves now. Okay? It's not going to change.
Mm-hmm.
How's it going to change? Until you, if you know, when you cut down a tree, do you normally stop at the top? No, you chop the roots off and let it die. Okay? Then you chop the top of the tree off. Okay? But that's the only way this is going to work. Until you stop these fucking people from indoctrinating these kids, especially the kids, that everything like that, you can't embarrass anybody. You can't do this. You can't do that. Wah, wah, wah. Grow some freaking balls, for God's sake. Okay?
Yeah.
Stop pussyfooting around. That's why this society is so screwed up as it is today. Because kids grow up with, one mother raising them, okay? Nothing wrong with mothers or anything. We all had mothers, okay? But in any family, you have to have the male influence. You have to have a father figure. If you don't, well, look at the crime. Look at the crime in this country. 99% of those people that are doing these freaking crimes only grew up in a one family home. Go ahead.
When you've got the government, the U.S. government, building places like Colony Ridge, Texas, that all that place is for these illegals to go in and the gangs and stuff to go in there and live. You know, that's what they're doing. Colony Ridge, Texas. Look it up.
7,000 illegals in that community.
And frankly, the whole idea of the great American melting pot doesn't exist anymore. They don't want it to exist.
Correction, they got 43,000 over there.
Oh, yeah. 43,000, damn.
Yeah, 43,000 in that community, Colony Ridge.
Holy shit.
Yeah, another damn near another city.
By the way, Pianchi, this whole thing about these two new voting districts in Louisiana, it's basically political because you look at the map of Louisiana and all but that one little sliver is what?
Well, here's the thing, and I want people to visualize this. You coming from Baton Rouge, going all the way up to Shreveport. That's up in the northeast corner. Mm-hmm. And this map looks like a river. I said, I didn't know a river ran from up there down here. It does. It looks like a river. It ain't very broad, but what they do is they go try to capture every black household. I don't know. I mean, that's ridiculous. It looks silly. It looks like a wet noodle is what it looks like. And that there is worse than discrimination. If the government tells you that you can't have discrimination, why are they creating something that's not only discriminatory, but it's segregation?
Yep.
Why do you think those black people moved up there? Because they want to get rid of all the other negative things that's going on. Whites do too. They don't want to be around that.
Exactly. And that's the thing. I mean, we've had our problems with crooked governors down here. We've had our problems with bad governors, And most of those two things are embodied on what side of the aisle? Democrats. They're all Democrats. I mean, Edwin W. Edwards, crook, Fucking, what's her, John Bell Edwards, just a bad governor. Kathleen Babineau Blanco, a bad, horrible governor, So, yes, bad government is bad government anywhere, And that's no doubt. And
there's only one side of the aisle that want to turn anything and everything into politics.
Yep.
And we all know who that is. They turn abortion into politics when it should have been a moral issue in the first place. All right? You know, they turn a lot of things into politics that should be moral issues. And that is no joke, you know. That is no joke. They've done it. And, again, when they decide to do that, and it's like, okay, what can you do against that? Now, granted, they've turned the thing into the whole gun control issue into a political issue. But, again, that's a moral issue as well, and that's also a mental health issue. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. And if the person has a mental issue, what do you expect?
A lot of crime going on.
Yep.
A lot of crime. You know what? There's a lot of prisoners, political prisoners in this country, too. A lot. They need to be released.
Right. Yep.
Look at all the guys up there in the D.C. Gitmo, in the D.C. Gulag.
Yep.
You know, and here's the deal. I've already stated I'm going to say this again. The Transition Integrity Project or whatever it is called, that they've already stated in that thing that if Trump gets reelected, gets back in there again, they're going to be riots.
Oh yeah,
you know, and those riots. We know what those riots are going to are supposedly for. They're supposedly to halt the general business of the government, right? Well, that's the definition of insurrection.
Yep.
So, if they decide to do those riots, Trump should call those guys insurrectionists. Go get them and stick them in the damn gulag.
There has to be elite forces, and there has to be groups out there, commandos or mercenaries, whatever groups that are ready to suppress these people and round them up and arrest them if anyone pulls that crap. You know, we have intelligence. We know who's who. We know we can listen into what they do, just like they listen to us. And
yep.
We need to suppress that right away. Not let that happen again like BLM did last time around, you know?
Well, right.
We got a law that already deals with actions the president can take in the event of insurrection. It's literally called the Insurrection Act.
Yep.
And like I said,
they're supposed to have federal forces that can respond to it.
Right.
Before the end of May 24 comes out, all of us will be under the Insurrection Act simply by speaking out. That's how far-reaching censorship is probably going to be this year, in my prediction.
Well, you know, it's still actually going on because, you know, I told all of you that I'd gotten myself knocked off of YouTube for talking about masks and how they don't work. Well, I finally got myself back on. And this last week, I put one... This is hilarious. I put one video on there stating that Trump won Iowa. Guess what? I am no longer on
YouTube.
You got YouTube
kicked again. Off.
Yeah.
Trump won.
Wait. You put one video just stating the truth.
Exactly.
Yes.
Right. And what I did was I sent them a letter and I said, you guys are allergic to the truth, aren't you?
They don't want to know the truth.
You're on their list.
Yeah, they don't want to know the truth. Are you kidding me? They might melt, and you know when the sun gets on them, you know the truth. The sun, you know, they'll melt.
Transparency.
Oh.
Yeah.
You saying that is like Dorothy throwing the water on the Wicked Witch.
That's it. Yeah,
that's it. There you go.
And I agree with Gunslinger about 98%. With his with this particular idea that the major cause of the not only the corruption but the downfall of America is the indoctrination. We all know that too. I mean, tell
yep.
you know, the time is the 13 planks, the manifesto, I believe it is, and
yep.
how they were, you know, how they've infiltrated the minds of the kids. Sure. The Matrix, we're in it.
Matrix,
yep. Yep, right. Again, I go back to the whole Great American Melting Pot. They're supposed to have assimilation, number one. Number two, you're supposed to be speaking English and not whatever fucking language you decide you want to speak, you know,
yeah.
Spanish, French, fucking Swahili, you know.
Spanglish.
I'll ask you, you know. I mean, that's what you're supposed to be doing, and the liberals hate that. The Democrats hate that. They want everybody in their own little enclaves, you know, and say, okay, Spanish speakers over here, French speakers over here, you know, Muslims over here, Christians over here, whatever, whatever. Well, they hate Christianity, but that's another argument we can get into later, but they hate Christianity, but that's what they want. They want everybody in these little groups, right, where they can basically keep you, you know, keep control of you because you're in a group over here and, you know, I'm in a group with Robert and Lorianne and Gunslinger and Joe there and Joe Gibson and then guys like Pianchi and Sarge and, you know, and Nathan and people like that are in another group. And then you got, you know, you got other people like a friend of mine who's an American Indian, you know, a Native American. There's a fourth group. So it's like that's what they want. They want us to be walled off in these little groups, and they want us to not come together. That's what they want.
Yep. And
well,
that's why we should
Let me ask you a couple of questions. Does anybody remember when Obama, right after the election, came out and made his little speech?
Yes, we can.
Does anybody remember what he said?
In a civilian military, just as powerful, just as strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Obama said we're at the point where we're going to fundamentally change the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody remember prior to Obama coming into office, race relations in the United States? There was probably damn near none.
Yeah.
None. No problems. Everybody was getting along pretty dang good until Obama came along.
You had you know, groups
until
up
he fundamentally said he was going to fundamentally change the United States.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like.
Does anybody remember that?
I do.
Yep.
Well,
let me tell you this. When Obama was
guys,
elected, there was a lot of racists out there, racist groups out there, prejudice groups that were very angry that Obama was elected, you know, and so there was hate out there. There was people that were just straight up, you know, didn't like black people, you know, or just were against it just because of who he was, you know, his skin color. So I saw that firsthand.
Yeah, but here's what Obama did, Joe. Here's what he did that was different. He elevated racial grievance to pride of place. He gave it a voice in the White House. He gave it a form of legitimacy. That's what no other president had done. Now, they might have ignored racial situation, but you rarely heard them. I'm talking about ever since Woodrow Wilson, because Woodrow Wilson was pretty openly racist. I'm talking about all the other presidents. They might have ignored racial problems, but they didn't extol them. They didn't put them up there as something to be desired and sought after. That's what Obama did. That's what was different.
Yeah, then you start seeing these things like in Minnesota, Minneapolis, where the school board said they're going to lay off white teachers with more time before they lay off the blacks with less time. Well, that's totally dumbass stupid.
Yep.
I mean, how are you going to replace one bad thing with another?
Yeah.
Yeah, now, but you know what the real criminal issue in that is that the fucking union is going to allow that to happen.
Yep. Yes, they are.
Yeah. The union is definitely in bed with
the union based themselves on seniority. Last hired, first fired.
Well, you know, here's the key thing, fellas. We got to be Americans and stand for the Constitution, no matter what our opinions and of a disagreement. Hell, if we don't have a country, we ain't going to be the what's the use of having disagreements? Get the country back the way it should be. Then if I want to throw eggs at gunslinger and he want to throw onions back at me, that's fine. But we got to get this country back to where it's supposed to be.
Yep.
Yeah, if somebody wants to hang a mayor in effigy, they should be able to do that.
Well, you see that case over in Finland where this one teacher basically made a quote out of the Bible? And she done been put in front of at least two going on the third grand jury because the prosecutor is dead set that they want to lock her up. She's been found not guilty twice. And he's going to put her in front of another court hoping that this judge finds her guilty.
Damn. What did she do?
We need to appreciate the First Amendment and our freedom of speech. They don't allow that in Finland.
Right.
What did this teacher do?
He quoted out of the Bible.
Well, it's getting pretty bad in this country too, where your free speech is being abridged. Okay, yeah, you know, you can't yell fire in a theater and all this good stuff. That's common sense. Okay, but when you speak up against people, especially these politicians that are public servants, which they forgot about that. That's where the Second Amendment comes in. That's what keeps the First Amendment free is the Second Amendment. Mm-hmm. That's the way it's always been.
Actually,
it always will be.
Actually, that's not that whole. That's a misnomer. That whole you can't fire in a crowded theater. That's a misnomer. You can do it if there's an actual fire in a theater.
Right? Exactly.
There's a fire there, or somebody screaming, getting raped, or whatever. You yell there. There's always exceptions to the rule, but generally speaking,
and that's the thing.
you don't fire.
They keep saying that shit, but every time what happens when you have people that say, like Obama did, the police acted stupidly. And then you have people that say, like Johnny Depp did, when was the last time an actor assassinated a president? You know, that's basically yelling fire in a crowded theater. That's basically a spark to start a riot, right?
Look at what they're trying to pass in California. Again, it's California, the nuts, the land of nuts and fruitcakes. They are doing something with the LAPD that they're going to allow illegals to apply to be police officers. Don't believe me? Look it up. Don't believe me? Look it up.
I saw that.
Yeah, you seen it? I almost fainted. I said, are you kidding me?
You're going well, to Gunslinger,
Gunslinger, they maintain publicly and no, they're not going to allow illegals to become a police officer. But the way they have structured the program, it's going to be impossible to keep illegals from becoming police officers if they decide that's what they want to be.
Yep.
That's actually what it
that's
is.
Crazy. That's crazy. I tell them, go fuck themselves.
Yep.
You know, you're going to be American. If you're going to be a police officer, you're going to be an American citizen.
But they're going to do it. I'm telling you right now, they're going to do it. The only people who are going to allow who are not American citizens to be police officers are those who are resident aliens and have a green card. But it's just not going to work that way in practice. There will be illegal aliens who are going to become police officers.
Yeah. And that's where we got to start talking about it.
I mean, we've always allowed, for over 100 years, well over about 150, 170, resident aliens to become members of the armed forces. That's a long tradition that's mm-hmm. always has been in extant in the United States for a long time. Now, police officers is kind of a new thing. They've always required, in almost every jurisdiction I can think of, police officers have always had to be citizens.
And generally, citizens of the city, generally also citizens of the reside at least in the city that they're going to be a police officer in.
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah.
They're already allowing it. I read that story 4 months ago on Lori Ann's show where they already created legislation and everything to allow this. It's already been allowed.
Mm-hmm. But again, they always vociferously deny that illegal aliens become police officers, but you and I both know that's bullshit. There's no way they're going to keep them out, given the way they're going to implement the program.
Yeah.
Well, remember that incident in, I think it was Milwaukee, where that Muslim alien, not Muslim alien, but the Muslim that was a resident, was a police officer, and he shot that girl when she was coming out to because she was getting beat up or something.
Yeah, Diamond. Her name was Diamond, and the guy was a Somali.
Yeah.
I think, though, he was a citizen. I think he was a naturalized citizen, I think. I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure he was. But, yeah, he was definitely should not have been able to pass the academy, according to his training record. They just overlooked all the things to allow them so they can say we got it first. I mean, it's kind of like women going to ranger school. We know those first women who went to ranger school got exemptions that no male going to ranger school would have ever gotten, but they did it. They lost. And when Congress was looking for their green card records, having good, because I went to ranger school. I know they kept the record. When the Congress people were asking him about the green card, we can't find them. Gee, so they were, and then they totally instructed. They gave instructions orders not to talk to the press about it. The ones who actually gave the marks, and nobody in Congress subpoenaed them to give their testimony, so they could testify truthfully without fear of violating orders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got one for the police department. I got one for the media here. I was in the police academy 6-9 months ago. I wonder what they have to say about that.
Well, good for you.
Yeah. Well, they'll come after you. You failed at the police academy.
No, I didn't fail. I didn't fail.
They'll say you did.
They can say whatever they want. I got the emails from the
recruiter. They already do. They already say whatever they want.
Yeah, I know. They already said whatever they want.
What difference does it make? What's one more lie or a series of lies? It's people as bad as it can get.
I don't say that anymore because every time I do, it gets worse.
Well, that's true. I shouldn't have said that. I take that back. Yeah, can get worse. It will.
I should have brought that up at the hearing. Son of a bitch. I forgot all about that.
They would have chomped on that one real well. Oh, man.
Well, you got more coming, so you got your chance to redeem yourself on that.
Yeah, I think I'll give a press release. Does this mean I can't become a Greensboro police officer? I only had 3 months to go to graduate.
Well, I think you should go after them for putting out all of this,
oh, yeah,
all of your past things that have been expunged. That's against the law. They shouldn't be able to do that.
Oh, yeah. That's one of the things I brought up at the hearings. You see, after 10 years, I don't even have to disclose anything that I was in trouble for. That's what the law – Connecticut has a clean slate law. After so many years, your record is gone. I mean, all your police records, everything, anything, arrest records is gone. That's
mm-hmm.
what the law says. They got the ban the box law. You know, you don't have to check the box, you know, if you're getting convicted of anything. I don't have to tell them nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He gets a report from Nexus
Lexus.
What the hell is that, Nexus Lexus?
Yeah. Well, let me just say this, okay? If anything was ever put on the internet via the computer and transferred from one computer to another over the internet, there is a record. It's out
there.
Yeah,
there's ways to beat that, though, you know. There's ways to get professional companies to erase that, and I've been thinking about looking into that.
You know what? Those professional companies could only go so far, but there are records, and there will always be those records.
Yep.
Well, I could disappear, you know. I mean, there's ways to change your name and social security number and identity. It's all, everything's just, you know, there's ways to do it. I mean, you know, but it's...
Well, all you have to do is identify as being black. I'm telling you.
Yep. There you go.
And I know it sounds like we're joking, but they do, people... Oh, you just do that. You got a right to identify whatever the heck you want to identify.
That's
and
right.
I guarantee
you're right.
You, when they look at that next to your name, they just keep going looking for another
Bianchi.
Joke.
And they're the
Bianchi.
Ones who started it.
Bianchi, you know, he could go down and re-register for voting and check the black, what race you are. And check it as
I'll
black.
I tell you what, that's what whites should do in Louisiana. Just check the black box. And when they get done with the voting district, they look up and say, God damn, where all the blacks go?
Yeah, right.
Or where'd all the white people go?
Yeah. Or just mm-hmm. put American and just leave it at that and stay away from the
Well, you know, people want to always feel special. Let me read you what I sent to Franklin Falls, state senator in Louisiana. I said, I am a black male voter and resident of Baton Rouge Parish, a natural-born United States citizen. I do not wish for myself or my family to be corralled into a voting district based on the color of my skin. I bought my house, home where I am, because I did not want to live elsewhere. Where in the U.S. Constitution does it read courts make laws, or worse yet, fashion segregated voting districts? The U.S. Constitution does not give no one group a point of view based on skin color. What's next? Yeah. A majority Asian, a majority Latino, a majority Creole, a majority same-sex married couples voting district? What happens when the school population is all black? Now the courts will want to bust white children from miles away to achieve some skin color balance scheme.
Mm-hmm.
Are we saying I must only vote for a black Democratic candidate? Stop this madness that caused mayhem in people's lives. Signed.
Amen.
Yes.
Right on.
The argument that you're giving is the Voting Rights Act of 1965. That's the argument they're giving. Now, I don't believe the argument, but that's the argument, right?
The Voters' Rights mm-hmm. Act of 1965 was a consent decree states did not have to follow it unless they wanted to, but you know they was compelled to do so because they didn't want to be embarrassed. And the question you got to ask, even Hawaii fell under that. It ain't no black folks in Hawaii. How did it get there?
That's right.
Same way I got. Hey, they got into Hawaii. The black folk got into Hawaii the same way I got into Alaska. The United States military sent them there.
Mm-hmm.
And they chose to stay there when they got out or go back when they got out. So, you know, I hate to say this, but, you know, Bianchi, that argument of yours is a little on the weak side, okay?
Well, I tell you what, there's ways to defeat this if people would go about doing what they need to do.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you, though, he's right about the idea that I want this judge to define for me what a black point of view that's entitled to voting district representation is. He just said it. He never defined it. What the hell is that?
Yeah.
There's nothing absolutely in the U.S. Constitution that specifically talk about any particular groups, other than the fact that it made mention that Native Americans, should we say Indians, are a sovereign nation, which they were, and it was treated like that until they done away with the treaty aspects and started making acts to deal with them, ACT.
Exactly.
No congressional act can trump the United States Constitution. It can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure.
It's all done every day.
You're right, it's done every day. And these agencies that's making these rules, which have became nothing more than a second constitution, that's totally ridiculous. Court presidents, a second constitution that runs parallel with the original. It's crazy. It is totally, totally ridiculous what they've been able to get over with. And you see where the courts are starting to correct itself, like they did with Roe versus Wade. And they're talking about doing it in another area. With Chevron, I think it was a case called Chevron where they're putting these bureaus is putting these rules and regulations on people. You know, 99% of the quote-unquote laws that we live under, they are rules that's made by bureaus that Congress never voted on.
That's right.
Absolutely.
They're not
they
laws.
They interpret their legislative authority as broadly as they possibly can, even to the point of hallucinating some authority that was never granted to them by Congress.
I don't know if any of you have ever read any legislation that has passed the Congress that goes before the United States president for signature. But every one of them has this same little paragraph at the bottom of each one, just above the president's signature. And that says that this law enacts the secretary to write rules that will enforce this law.
Well, yeah, and if that rule, that's the whole reason of why you go to court. You bring the argument to court and saying that this rule is unconstitutional. That's the whole reason about it. Hell, there's been a lot of unconstitutional rules that's been
put in place. The Supreme Court does not say rules are unconstitutional. They can only say the law is unconstitutional.
Okay.
And, you know, therein lies a big problem. Because, you know, a lot of people going to court could probably – get out of their convictions or get out of their cases by saying, you know, by the charges that they're written up on, okay, is this the law that was passed or is this not the law or is this a rule? Because I am here because of a law, not a rule.
Well, let me tell you how that works. A bill becomes an act, which becomes a standing statute. Statutes are designed to control people. It applies to some agency, like Title 26 is the IRS. Okay, the head of the IRS takes that statute, and he reads it. And then he or she makes rules based on what they interpret that the statute is saying. Now, suppose you disagree with that rule. That's where you take it to court and say that this rule is not in line with the statute, and the statute is supposed to be constitutional. If the statute is against the Constitution, then it don't go no place. It doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. That's your option.
Well, here's part of the problem, though, guys.
Here's the problem with that, Pionke. I want you to go out and find the law and whatnot that establishes the IRS as part of the United States of America government.
Well, it's not. We know that.
Yeah, it's not. We know that.
It was loaded.
Well, here's the problem. See, the Supreme Court has made a couple of rulings peripherally around Chevron deference. And Chevron deference is that they said that bureaucratic agencies, they were willing to give deference to bureaucratic agencies' ability to interpret and apply the law. But in a recent case with, like, the EPA, they said the EPA had exceeded its bounds with regard to Chevron deference, but they didn't toss aside the concept entirely. But it does appear recent court rulings, particularly with regard to the Second Amendment, the firearms and frame rule, and the pistol brace rule, it appears as though the court might be willing to discard Chevron deference altogether. They ain't quite there yet, though. But it seems like they're getting there.
Mm-hmm. Well, the same thing happened when they tried to get OSHA to enforce these mandates on COVID mask wearing and so forth. Well, OSHA wasn't designed for that. OSHA was designed to protect the worker from the hazards of the workplace, not protect the workplace from the hazards of the worker. And that's where the problem comes in. They're trying to come up with new definitions and new rules.
Yeah, they live for that.
Mm-hmm.
They do. And like I said, it's the way they get around it. I mean, it's sort of like a bureaucratic version of executive orders that are unconstitutional, like Barack Obama. Because, look, executive orders are essential if they're legitimate. And understand me. What I'm saying, because the president has got to give his subordinates his vision of how to execute the law constitutionally. That's the whole purpose of executive orders. He wants to give them his particular vision of the way this is supposed to be done and his expectations for them and all that. But all of it, as long as the executive order is consonant with the law and the Constitution, there's nothing wrong with a million executive orders, provided they give adequate instruction to his subordinates. The problem is people like Obama use them to literally make up legislation on their own without benefit of any legislative authority from either House of Congress. Say nothing of both.
Well, it's been so much stuff that don't went down, especially during the time of the Civil War. The firing on Fort Sumner, rather than doing that, what the state should have done was just circle their borders. Lincoln wouldn't have had nothing. He would have been compound. He would have been confused. Nothing he could have done. States should have circled their borders. Now, of course, I make these recommendations that would put me and Sarge out of existence today. But, you know, going from the point of what's right and what's wrong, it's the same thing they should do today. Texas have all the right in the world to protect its borders. Illinois, North Dakota, Mississippi, Alabama, they got all the right to protect their borders.
And that's why, and that's, and Bianchi, that's why you're seeing a lot of these states like Arkansas and Oklahoma and Louisiana and such sending their National Guard over to Texas to help Texas out. Because them helping Texas out protects their own borders.
Well, yeah, they've done the same thing in the Mexican-American War. You had volunteers for, not, they didn't take Amtrak, they didn't take Uber, they walked from New York in the East Coast all the way down to Texas, dragging cannons behind them. Can you imagine that today? And you even had another contingency called of Irish called the St. Patrick's Brigade, who went and fought with the Mexicans. Believe it or not.
No, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
And did a very, very, and performed very honorably, as a matter of fact.
It did indeed.
Well, I think somebody else who performed very honorably, and that was Robert E. Lee during the Mexican-American War. Mm-hmm. Colonel Robert E. Lee, when he put down the insurrection at Harper's Ferry with John Brown, wanting to capture the what was in one of the properties that the Constitution mentioned that the federal government can have, and that's a magazine. He wanted to get the arms.
Yep. Harper's Ferry was an armory, and he tried to seize it. And in fact, there were many other soon-to-be Confederate generals. Jeb Stuart was there. I believe Stonewall Jackson and Longstreet was there, too. It was amazing how many Confederate leaders were at Harper's Ferry putting down the John Brown Revolution, a rebellion.
Yep. Well, to go to show you how astronomical in disagreement, he went to Frederick Douglass and even Harriet Tubman. Frederick Douglass said, I ain't have nothing to do with that.
Oh, no. Sorry for what it was. It was a quixotic movement by a man who was frankly quite fanatical, and he was just not willing to brook any compromise whatsoever with slavery. He didn't want to hear of it. He had a messianic, fanatical vision of a United States that was free of slavery, and he wasn't going to brook anything standing in his way. That's just the way he was.
Mm-hmm.
He was uncompromising.
Okay, guys. From the Alaska Watchman, bill would require Alaska schools to have trusted adults carry handguns on campuses. And this is from January the 18th. And apparently they're going to try and pass a bill to allow people to carry guns on the campuses of schools in Alaska, you know? Which I think is a good idea, you know. But again, how's that gonna jive if that bill? They're gonna have argument. We're gonna have the public hearing on January the 24th at 1:30 p.m. in the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee. Testimonies at the initial meeting will be in the by invitation only, but if this law or rule or whatever happens to pass, will the feds come in and say, well, you can't do that? And come in and tell the state of Alaska you can't do that because of
Texas got about 280 school districts where that is allowed. And in some buildings, they have signs warning you. Our staff is taught and trained. No, our staff is trained to use deadly force. So a person would think twice. They would think twice before they done this. Mm-hmm. See, people like to shoot at you, but they don't like to be shot back at.
Almost every one of these shootings have been done in the school-free zone. In fact, schools that proudly advertise the fact that they're gun-free, and almost invariably, in almost every single case, they boast of the fact that they have no firearms on the campus.
Well, you're not allowed to say that, Sarge. You're an extremist.
To notice it. Somebody said just for educational purposes, if no other reason.
Well, the problem is, Sarge, there are certain people that don't like facts.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Like a man could be a woman. Like a man could be a woman.
Yeah. They don't like facts. Like, you can tell them most school shootings happen in these gun-free zones. Well, that's a fact. Most of these mass shootings happen in gun-free zone. Well, that's a fact. They don't like that. Right?
No, because it, I don't know. I guess they believe that a person intent upon mass murder is going to see the sign saying no gun-free zone and say, boy, you're right. I don't want to run afoul of that law. Oh, no. I mean, they might charge me with after I kill all these people, they might charge me with having an unauthorized firearm on the school campus. The horror.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, look. There are certain people that you can tell, that you can state facts to, and it's like, okay, I don't believe that. That's not right.
Well, yeah.
You know?
They just deny it. They're liberal. They just get mad. They get mad, and then they'll start calling you names. That's what they do.
You know what gets me?
Amongst all you criminals and slaves, you're all a bunch of criminals and fucking slaves and don't even know it. That's a sad part. So not knowing is the worst fucking thing you could ever deal with, okay? Here's the deal. When you guys earlier were talking about statutes and laws and rules, okay? I mean, first off, these statutes and rules are worthless unless you make them worth something, okay? Now, here's the fun part about that. A lot of people don't seem to understand that. These things have no effect towards you whatsoever until you give consent. When you give them consent to say, go ahead and fuck me, they shall fuck you, and that's that. That's the way it works. When you hear the thing says, you know, you have the right to remain silent, that's what you should be doing. Because the more you talk, the more you're self-fucking. You're self-mutilating yourself. And a lot of times. And a lot of these things, like I said, these so-called acts and statutes and rules are simply bullshit. They're ineffective.
I tell them I'm a man, not a statute.
I'm talking about statutes.
I tell them I'm a man, I'm not a statute.
I don't care what you are, Joseph. You are just whatever. You're a corporate figure, you're a human being, and you're many things. But the thing, the caretaker of you, which is you, is the one that fucks you, okay, by giving consent and not even know you're doing it. You're giving consent. That's like, okay, like your issue with the jail thing.
You have to give consent, Ron. You have to, or they'll pull you over and electrocute you.
No, that's not necessarily true. You can't, if you give consent to me. You're giving, but that means you're giving in to them. By giving them consent, you're allowing these people to do you, man. That's what you're doing. You know, I've proven this many, many times, but the point
is...
You
fight off so many, Ron. I mean, the first five, it was okay.
Well,
then
I
ten
understand.
Of them, I'm dead.
But look at you now. Look at you now, Joe. You're still getting a run for this office. They can't do nothing to you about it. So here's why. You give them consent to. They can say whatever they want, but in reality, you have paid the price. Plus, the shit got overturned. So, but they're not mentioning that. See what I mean?
They're not saying that.
That's not even the story.
right. But they're putting out whatever they can to fuck you up. But at the same time, people are looking like this. Well, you know what? This guy's still running. There's got to be something wrong with the establishment for them not being able to fucking run. You know what I mean? But most majority of cases I've ever seen, it's mostly all consent. And it's fucking sad, man. It's fucking horrible. And people just, they don't even know. They don't even know, man. It's horrible. And when you really get to know this shit, when you learn how to play the game, it's sad. It's sad. There's so many people sitting in prisons today that shouldn't even be in there. You know, it's sad.
Oh, I know.
You know, there's people
There's people that fight this, like you said, right? But they get them, and they get them in jail. And they're not giving consent, so how do you explain that then? I mean, you know, I don't want to be in a concrete box for 20 years, you know?
Well, but you understand something. They gave consent to the corporation. They gave consent to let them take possession of that corporation. That's what they did. They don't know how to fight their way out of it. They're not educated in it. They don't know. I mean, I tell you what. I read a story on a guy that was a jailhouse lawyer. This guy had more bars than any attorney. He's a convicted felon doing life, okay? But he has won so many appellate cases in the country. This guy is nothing to fuck with. You know what I mean? He is that good. But he gave consent to be committed to murder. You know what I mean? So that automatically, that's a constitutional prosecution. He's lucky he just got life. He should be pretty well.
Well, wait a second now. We can't let people run around committing murders now. I mean,
But that's right. Well, that falls under the constitutional rule. The three rules, victim, damage, or fraud. Them three things count. But I'm talking about things people are going to jail for. It has nothing to do with the victim, the damage, or fraud. But they're claiming it's the victim. They make the state the victim. Automatically, there's always going to be a victim. Doesn't fucking matter. Whatever you do that's wrong, that the so-called victim doesn't like, there's a victim involved. But if you don't give consent to that, they can't do nothing to you. Yeah, they keep in jail as long as they fucking want to. There's no doubt about that. They can. Because they have probable cause. They have reason. You have to be a threat to society. But there's a lot of motherfuckers in there that didn't pay their child support or drove without a goddamn driver's license or no goddamn insurance. And that's one that really burns my fucking sack is that one, the fucking insurance law. That's bullshit to the utmost. Motherfucker, I'm insurance because I wasn't driving without insurance. So I did not comply with letting you fucking fuck me out of money. So I'm going to let you time for it. You know, because that's what it is. It's extortion. How the mob did it. You know, if you pay us for protection or burn, you sit down. Same thing with car insurance. If you don't pay us, you can't fucking drive. Now, technically, if you really want to get into deep shit of that, that's a violation of the Constitution. That's against the Constitution, period. Because you have the right to travel. You know what I mean? But then they'll tell you, well, you can walk, motherfucker. You can walk. Or ride a bike or a horse or something like that. But then they'll come up with another rule for those.
To your point, Ron, think about this. What's going on with Trump up in New York, particularly with his thing about Mar-a-Lago and how much it's worth?
It's bullshit because it has no purpose.
It's a fraud case, but they can't prove it.
Right, but they made it up. They made up the lie, okay, which they do get quite often. They're very good at coming up with some bullshit stories. The fact is this man's under attack. That's all it is, you know?
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know.
Like you said, you have to have victim damages and fraud, and they can't prove it in any of those cases in New York, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Who's the victim in the Stormy Daniels case? Oh, they say that E. Jean Carroll is a victim, but they can't really prove that.
I'm gonna respond back to Be Wise or once whatever is Be Wise. On that, he's saying you can't travel by car, vehicle or car. Yes, you can. The issue is the fact of that is you got to declare you're not a driver. Okay, because technically a driver is somebody that's paid to operate a vehicle. That is a driver. Okay, a traveler, nah. It's been upheld by Supreme Court 4 fucking times. So, you know, that you can't win that one. Yeah, you don't have to have a license to drive. So, like, oh, you don't have a license. No, you don't. Why? And it's a privilege. Well, I live in a free society. You can't tell me who's giving me this fucking privilege? Who are you to tell me you're giving me a fucking privilege to do something?
You can't. Remember, we're supposed to be free. You know? Now, commercial vehicle, commercial is different than a car. Cars are not commercial. No, they're not. But it all depends. Depends on what you do. If you work for a company and you're driving a car for the company, whether they give you a company car to drive, yes, that is commercial. That is a commercial vehicle. You have to have a license. But if you're driving your own personal shit, or not say drive, say traveling in your own personal shit, you're not a driver. But since you are considered a corporation anyway, that's how they did it. They consider you a corporation, so you're driving for the corporation. It's a bunch of shit. You know, it's crazy, but it's real. Mm-hmm. It's real. I've seen it. I've read the studies on everything. It's just another way to get money from you. It's all about money. Control. You are under control. You are not free. We are a slave. We all are. Every one of us. Don't matter what color, creed you are, what the fuck you claim, whatever, we're all still the same. Yeah.
And you've said this before too, Ryan. When the police pull you over and they ask you, do you understand? You mm-hmm. The answer to that should be no. Do you understand? Because what is the word
right.
understand
right.
mean?
Right. Mm-hmm.
It means
yeah.
you stand
right.
under them.
Right.
Right.
Right. Right. Exactly. You stand under them. That's what it means. Exactly. It's just, you know, like, you know, and BYS is still believing this bullshit. Say brainwashed. The person over there, they're brainwashed and believing that's real, that you got to be, that every vehicle and car is commercial. No, they're not. You know, you got the right to. You look up the freedom, the right to travel and see what it handles. What it tells you, you have the right to carry your shit, move your shit, do whatever you want with your shit. As long as you're not being paid for it, you're good to go, you know. So, yeah.
Now, when you got Uber and Lyft and Instacart and all that stuff, where you're working for these people,
them are commercial,
right?
You got to have a license. That's right. Yeah,
that's right.
If you drive a school bus, trash truck, mail, you deliver mail, or you're fucking an Uber driver or whatever, taxi cab driver, it doesn't matter. You have to have a license because you're being paid. But when you're not being paid, you're not a driver. You know, who are you driving for?
Right.
Yourself? Yes, that's what they claim. You're driving for yourself. But that's not, you got to look at the definition of the word. That's what you got to look at. You know, that's the whole thing. I mean, fuck. It's,
yep.
You know, anyway. Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. But the thing I'm saying, my point being, what you're doing, most of these laws and rules and shit are active and alive by your consent. In other words, they're worthless without you saying, okay, I get it. And once you say, I understand it, that means you're fucked. So it's self-fucking. Yeah. So that's the way it is. I mean, plain and simple. You ain't getting a fair shake no more. Freedom does not exist here. You know, motherfucker tells me the free needs to be bitch-slapped. They really need to be fucking bitch-slapped. Because you ain't fucking free. Why do you have to pay taxes on property you already fucking own? Why do you have to give a tribute to that? Why do you have to pay income tax? Which the Constitution says you don't. But you do. See what I mean? People fail to read that motherfucker. They do. They fail to read the Constitution to understand it. Well, they can read it probably all day long. A lot of people can't understand what the fuck it means, but you know.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You can be, yeah. So, anyway, that's my log I've thrown up for you guys. I mean, take it the way you like it. Call me wrong and I'm stupid. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying, but that's cool by me. I know what I know. I do. You know, I've done many years of research on these topics. You know, the birth certificate and everything else.
Yeah.
In reality, it's sad.
The problem
it's a sad fucking world we live in. It ain't what, you know, these little alien motherfucker, surprise motherfucker, it ain't what you think it is. It ain't what you think you're getting. You were told a bunch of bullshit and you bit off book, line, and sinker, and you gave consent. Ah, they did too.
Mm-hmm.
They gave consent to be fucked. So bend over and get ready to take it, motherfuckers.
Okay,
I'm good.
The problem, and Ron, the problem for these people up in New York is that Trump has not given them consent to fuck him. That's their problem.
Yeah, well, they can't. He's not going to give it to him. He knows. He knows how the game's being played. He gets it. You know, he's got it. Most rich people do know how to play the game. They do. They're set up for that. That's how they save their money, how they make money, how they fuck you out of money without it being illegal.
You know, you can literally be fucked without being illegal. Think about it, man. Ain't that something? Well, you gave me consent to do this to you. You said it was okay. Do you know what I mean?
Yep. Okay, you guys, I'm breaking in right at the moment. We've only got about 4 minutes and 30 seconds left of the live part of the show. We're going to be going into the third hour pretty quick. So if you want to continue on with it, if you're not on the phone, go ahead and call in. If you don't, it'll stop working for you. I'll talk to you, so you guys can continue on with what you were talking about.
Yep. But this is a thing, you know. And Trump is doing again. He's doing the same thing all over the place with all these trials. He's just flat out not giving them consent to say what they want to say about him. You know, now granted, a lot of the stuff that's happening with Fannie Willis, that all the corruption that she's into right now, Sarge? I mean, Fannie Willis is as corrupt as the day is long, and everybody knows it. Now, will it end up getting that case dismissed? I don't know. We'll see.
Well, first off, there's...
I really and truly hope that case does not get dismissed, because that case is going to be the case where all of the 2020 election fraud evidence will be brought into.
Mm-hmm. I just wish I was a lawyer on this case, because I would throw it right up the director. You know, my supposed jurors, look at this woman. Would you fuck this? Would you fuck it? No, you wouldn't. So.
Well, how would a revolution work in this country? I mean, how would we move? How would we change things? I mean, what would happen? I don't think it could happen. I don't think that there's too much land. I mean, it's just, we would break up into sections, I think, in this country,
Mm-hmm.
And that could be a dangerous thing.
Probably it's going to be. They want that. They want it, man. They want this. They'll leave the country while we fucking chew each other up, then they'll come back when we're done. Plain and simple.
Several decades ago, there was a Russian social sciences guy that said that by 2030 or 2040 or whatever it was, that America is going to be split up into several groups of people, you know, the South, the Northeast, you know, the Midwest, the West, you know, all kinds of different things. And it's like, I can see that happening, you know. I can see that happening, but whatever, you know. It is what it is. I think it was this guy named Alexander Dugin that said it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. You know, people have come and gone over the years. They've talked revolution and patriotism, and there's been compounds and places where you can go and hundreds of people here and here and there. And really, you know, when it all boils down to it, everybody's out chasing money. Everybody's out chasing, you know, materialistic things. And when you think about it, I mean, how many real hardcore patriots are willing to just say, I don't care about none of that. I want freedom, you know?
But you ain't going to get it.
Nope.
You can find all you want. You ain't going to get it.
We all long for freedom. We all want freedom. You know, everybody wants freedom.
Of course, freedom. Yeah, let's waste our time with it, you know. Look, the only way you can have freedom in your own personal self is going to be you have to fight for it yourself. You have to learn the game. This is a game that we are playing. You know, a lot of people don't know what it is. No, it is. It's a fucking game, and you ain't a master of it. You don't even know how to play it. You don't even know the rules of it. You're not taught this. You're educated to be a fucking idiot. Who else are you educated to be a fucking idiot?
Who's in control of this game, though? Who's in control?
The big corporation, the rich, the one with more money, the kings and the queens, man.
There's a lot
but
of them.
There has to be somebody at the top. There always has to be somebody at the top.
Not necessary. It's more of an organized group, more or less. You know, like the Bilderbergs, all shit like that. You know what I mean? Them are the fuckers who run the show.
Bilderberg, the WEF.
Yeah,
you know,
a lot of them fractions. But the point is, the only way you live free in your mind. That's the only freedom you got. That's it. You're regulated to death. You know, this is supposed to be a free country, but it's not. It can't be. It's too over-regulated. Regulated. Not governed. Regulated. You know, if you're, well, you know, regulation is governing. No, yeah, well, really? It's got a big fucking foot on your head. We don't have rights. That's a bullshit story. You don't have those. You simply have rules you live by. And then, you know, there again, back to that driver's license bullshit. It's a privilege. It's a privilege. You get to have a privilege. In other words, you have no right to it. None.
Anything that you have to have a, quote, license for is bullshit. Why do you have to have a license to go fishing? Why do you have to have a license to go hunting?
Mm-hmm.
Or to carry a gun?
You need their permission.
Why?
You need their Well, because they'll say law and order. It's mm-hmm. law and order. You know. It's all bullshit. It's all about the money.
Right.
Like I said, if I ever get another court date because of me or whatever, I'm just going to walk in the courtroom and say, well, how do you plead? I'm going to say, I'm not pleading at all. I said, how much money do you want? How much money is it going to take to get this over with? Because at the end, it's always going to wind up being money. You call them fines and all this other bullshit. And then, you know, injured police officer fund, dead fucking people fund. And why am I giving money to people I have no involvement with this whatsoever? Mm-hmm. You know, that's another little catch point you are doing nowadays now. You know, retired service fund, you know, retired wounded officers fund, you know. You got to give all the money, to all these other organizations that have nothing to fucking do with this case whatsoever, you know.
There's the scams. The scams.
Exactly.
You know?
Fraud. It's fraud. It's you're being technically robbed.
That's right.
You're being forced by gunpoint, more or less, but it's called your freedom. That's what you're being forced by, your freedom. If you don't fucking pay up the money, you don't get to walk free. You get to eat dog food and stay in a fucking $10 all day long. That's all you get to do. While we, the other motherfuckers again, are also milking money from that too. Because we're going to federal mm-hmm. government because they got to pay us money to house you in this motherfucking jail. Because, matter of fact, they have consent of you. That's such a birth certificate. You know, they got consent of you. That's it. They own you. You're a ward of the fucking government. It all comes back to the birth certificate. All the way back to that again. That's what they've done. And that's what they did. But better way, the Federal Reserve set this off. The bankers, they run this fucking shit. They run the whole fucking thing. There's no doubt about it. The Federal Reserve at 1913, why is the Federal Reserve a private country, a private company in control of the government? How the fuck could that be? But they are. You control the money, you control the people. My thing, right. The way to fix it, Joseph Gibson, the way to fix it, tell you the fucking truth, what I believe is everybody just stop spending money. Just stop the machine. Stop it. Just go days without spending no money. Just don't spend it.
Yep. Civil disobedience.
That's right. Then the class will happen. They can't stop it either. Then they won't be able to stop nothing. But I guarantee if that would ever happen, people stop spending money, oh, my God, it'd be a bad day on Wall Street. Real fucking bad day.
Because
uh-huh. you'd be cutting them off. You'd be cutting them off right at the throat. You know, you're cutting the fucking air in the liquid, man. But, you know, we're too stupid. We're too fucking ignorant and dumb. We don't know better. We have to go to McDonald's. We have to go to fucking Walmart. We have to go, you know. We got to keep spending money. You know, Amazon. You know, T-Move.
Oh,
whatever. I know. Whatever it takes, you know?
Terrible.
Yeah. Sam's Club, Costco, on and on and on and on and on. There's one behind another. You know, all these restaurants are closed now. It's getting bad for them, though. You know, they're finally getting a taste of this action. Okay. Yeah, you talk a good fucking game, and now just see you fucking pull me up to it. You know what I mean? Yeah, right, motherfuckers. Huh? You can't. You can't, because people, at the point, eventually, they're going to cause people not to spend money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, what does a person do nowadays when they come home with a paycheck? Well, here's my paycheck. It ain't much, so here, pay the rent, buy some food, keep the lights on. What do? There ain't no more Walmart money in there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're more likely going to go to the thrift store or get some free shit. That's what's going to become of this. You know, munchies like potato chips, candy bar shit. Have you seen the price of candy bar anymore, man? My God. You've got to be fucking kidding me. You know, you're paying for a slow death anyway. Wow. It's getting expensive to kill yourself, man. But.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you told us the story about you went to Walmart, Ron, and you saw this woman, and she had a bunch of Little Debbies and different things in her basket, and I guarantee you those Little Debbies are sky high now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, Little Debbie's charged as much as a full-grown prostitute now. She's been working these fucking aisles for a long, long time. Yeah, I remember Little Debbie's was like $2 a box for years, not no more.
Nope.
But it's going to get better. It'll get better. You
know
what? It's better.
You like that? That was good. It's going to get better.
I know the exact date it's going to get better for all you people. Everyone, I promise you. I promise you from my heart. Okay, because I don't really believe in God and Jesus much, you know, but anyway.
I'll tell you what,
date?
When Trump was president, though, shit was pretty good, though. I'm going to tell you that right now. I was a small business owner.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
But do you want to know the date that it's going to get better for you? When things are going to be great? I mean, great again. Okay? Here's the date. Okay? It's going to become great the day you fucking die. That's the only time it's going to give you. So while you're alive and living, enjoy the ride. That's all I can tell you, man. Well, I feel like I'm hosting the show. I better quit. Anyway, I'm sorry, Robert. People just need to fucking know. Quit being stupid. Hello.
Actually, it's not being stupid, Ryan. It's being retarded.
Oh, that too. Both of them, retarded and stupid together, makes a bonus package.
Yeah.
Right. I'm going to rest. Party on.
Yeah, he's got to go smoke a blunt.
Get his energy back.
Yeah.
That's putting it awfully blunt, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I should virtually join you then, because I haven't smoked anything yet either, so.
Come and join me, man. We go down to the beach, boy.
But yeah, I just want to see I'd like to see all the election information come out, but I also want to see Fannie Willis get her comeuppance.
Oh, me too.
You know? And it's not fucking... No, it's not Fonny. It's Fanny, you fucking asshole. Yeah. You know what I mean? Really? Really, you're going to tell us how to pronounce your name? Fuck you, bitch.
Like Kamala. It's Kamala, not Kamala.
Or Kamala.
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 It's the Kamala the Ugandan Kamala the Ugandan candidate.
Yeah. It's like they're trying to remake themselves after they got famous for doing something stupid. They want to remake themselves by changing their name a little bit.
Well, what was his name? The artist formerly known as Prince.
Yeah.
And it's a fucking symbol.
Well, he was still Prince to me.
But then he went back to being Prince again, though, too. Yeah, so that didn't work, so he went back to being Prince again.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I'm a big fan. Don't be dissing on my Prince, you guys. I'm from Minnesota. We get. I'm born and raised in Minnesota. We get defensive when people start talking smack about our Prince.
Well, even when he changed himself to a symbol, I was still calling him Prince, so.
Well, same with me. I mean, how could you not? Like, you can't call somebody some miscellaneous symbol. An artist formerly known as Prince is way too long, so everybody was still calling him Prince.
Yep, for doodles.
Yeah. It's amazing.
So, Joe, you didn't get to hear the at the beginning of the show. I played the ad that I had for you. I'm still working on.
You did?
Cut. Yeah, I did actually, and I could play it again.
Yeah, when you are you done with that yet or not?
Yeah, I've almost got it done. They've had me working every day this week, so I haven't had the time to do it. But here's the. Here's the one I got here on the show here.
All right. Joseph Gibson is running for the House of Representatives in North Carolina's District 65. We have to start voting for patriots who love this nation, and conservative nation media proudly endorses him. Joseph Gibson is one of those patriots, and it's not too late. We need to start realizing that there is not a different truth for everyone. As the liberals say, there is only one truth. A vote for Joseph Gibson for North Carolina's District 65 will help bring back the integrity Americans have been missing. Paid for by the committee to elect Joseph Gibson to the North Carolina House District 65. See you at the polls, Patriots.
Okay, there you go.
I like it, man. Send me the link, man. I'll start putting that sucker up.
Okay, I can put that up on Rumble if you want. Probably be a
good idea. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you put up a Rumble, yeah, then I could share it, you know? Yeah, good idea.
Okay.
That's
the one I've got. It's about just a little under a minute long, and then there's that middle section. I can probably take that out and make it about 30 seconds, so.
That's fine. I'll tell you what, I wish I knew how to make a video, man. I'd make some powerful ones. I don't know how the hell to make it for a – I can't do it for the hell. I just can't figure it out. I was almost smashed my monitor the other day trying to make one. I'm getting mad. I was like, damn it, man.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and put it on Rumble tonight after the show. And
okay, so Rumble. All right.
Yeah.
So what do I type in? What's your Rumble link?
Oh, hell, I don't know. NWCR's removing the liberal blindfold, I think, is what I use. And that's what all my videos are on Rumble at. And so I'll stick it on that one.
I got a Rumble channel.
Yeah. Oh, I could.
Give me a chance when I get back to my computer. I can pull up the link and put it in the chat.
That'd be great.
Yeah, I could go and probably go over to Rumble right now and drop it in there.
Okay.
It keeps signing me out. I don't know why it does that.
Hey, there's that one. Hey, there's Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Sandy Marinette, the PhD on How to Save America, that one there. Remember that one, Boyd? I played that once on my show. You asked me for that one. Is he still there?
I think he is. It shows he's there.
All right, wake up, damn it, old man.
He talks about the stuff you talk about, Ron.
Yeah, but he likes to catnap in the middle of show shit, you know.
No, I'm talking about this video right here.
It shows
about what I talk about. I don't talk about nothing. I don't give consent.
Hang on, I'll put it in the chat room if you want. This way you check it out. I mean, he talks about everything you were just talking about, you know.
Well, I'm gonna do a commercial too for Joseph Gibson. You know, Joseph Gibson is a good old boy there in one of the Carolinas. I don't know which one, but he's a good old boy. Yeah, he might have been arrested a couple times here. Which one of us has? We all have speeding ticket or two if they're a rocket neighbor's kid or dog. But, you know, that makes us American. That's like baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and a Chevrolet. So if you're a Chevy owner, you're down south, you're down yonder, you need to go up there to the Carolinas and put a bit in for Joe. And Joe knows. He ain't fucking around. He knows the inside out of these political criminal cop suckers. So you need to vote for Joe to get these fucking asshole punk cop suckers robbing fucking no-good motherfuckers out. Do it today. Don't matter if you're going to say, go up there and get
an
address
and vote. You should have made that ad as family-friendly.
Damn right.
Absolutely.
For me, three to adult.
Now, wait a minute. That was family friendly, if I remember what they're teaching in school.
Yeah, exactly. You know, do you have a tollywhacker swinging between your legs? Get that thing cut off. Get rid of it. Get it out of your way. It's a nuisance.
I will oppose any new laws that implement teaching 12-year-olds how to use anal beads.
Sweet.
That would be a selling point.
Yeah, it sounds like starting a weed eater. Brown.
Yep.
Yeah, I might write a song about a vagina. Yeah, I'm at Whoa, that vagina's got to go, vagina. Yeah, I'm in here. When the vagina comes into town, vagina, the vagina picks up the booster and puts it back down, vagina. Oh, no, the vagina's got to go, vagina. Yeah, I'm in here. Should get my guitar and start writing that.
Okay, I'm adding that to Rumble now. It's at 86%, so it's almost in.
But I just saying, oh, my God, don't do that. I got copyright.
And put the link in the chat room if you can so I can find you on Rumble because I can't find you.
Okay, I will do that.
They got a lot of crap on Rumble.
Friends.
Yeah.
The night is kind of special. The vagina is warm.
Anti-extremist. Boy, I know the government's watching me now. I bet I've got to start looking at my mirrors and when I go places. I bet they're watching me like a son of a bitch now. I have to make some phone calls.
The Republican Party in District 65 is definitely going to.
Yeah. Well, I can't find no dirt. I can't find no dirt on that Wiley, man. I can't find nothing on him.
Ron, somebody done beat you to it.
What's that?
Vagina song.
What?
Yep, there it is right there.
Oh, no, don't tell me that. My hopes were up, man. God damn.
Yep, yeah, just ruined your day, didn't it? Wow. Actually, there's more than
Captain,
one.
Captain, can't you smell the fish, Captain? Captain, can't you smell the fish?
No, that ain't fish, that's vagina. Make up a song for Gibson that says, remote-controlled dildos are not children's toys. Something along those lines.
Well, I don't know about that. Is it made by Hasbro?
Well, it depends on who your children are.
Teach your children well.
Yes, your children will teach you how to use the remote control dildo if you're not technically savvy.
Yeah, they probably would.
just like in the 70s when your kids had to teach you and show you how to use your VCR.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know I had to do that. I remember kind of funny story, totally off subject, but my mom's ex-fiance that we lived with, we always used to rent Blockbuster videos, and he had two VCRs, so we would dub tapes. And he and my mom got in a big fight before he was going to go out of town for like 3 or 4 days on a business trip. And so he unhooked both of the VCRs so that we wouldn't be able to rent Blockbuster videos and dub tapes. And so I had never, I had never hooked up anything like that before or whatever, but I figured it out. I'm like, give me an hour or so, I'll get this figured out. And sure enough, I did. I got it all back hooked up again. We watched videos all the time, and then when I knew he was coming back, then I disconnected everything the way he had done it. Because I was really good about, you know, putting things back exactly the way they were so that they would never notice. You know, I got pretty good at stuff like that. And so, of course, I remembered, you know, everything that he had unhooked and where he had put the cables and everything like that. So, yeah, that was me. That was me. And not even his older son, that's 3 years older than me, he couldn't even figure it out. And I was just like, oh, my God, you're such an idiot here, you know. Leave it to me. And, like, my mom's ex-fiance, he didn't figure it out until, like, it was probably, like, a week later. And he was going through, you know, the movies, you know, the VHS tapes, you know, on the shelf. And he's like, and he noticed that we had like 6 new movies. Okay. And he figured it out that we must have got it working. He was so pissed. But my mother could not be more proud.
Okay, I put the link in the chat room.
Yeah, I put the link to your main channel in the chat, but yeah, now you put the link to the actual upload that you just did. Awesome.
Yeah.
Good, good, good. I'm going to go in and like it right now. Now.
Absolutely.
Go in and like it now.
I just did.
Okay. All right. I just gave it a like.
Yay.
Oh, yeah, Gibson, did you, I don't know if you guys saw, but Gibson posted a couple of videos. It was in a chat between he and I. I don't know if he posted it into our group chat on Facebook or not, but he had posted a couple of videos of news reports on him, and I went in and made a nice long comment on both of the videos, the news reports that were, let's just say, not favorable and unfair reporting on him.
And full of untruths, yeah.
Exactly, exactly. It was pretty good. I'm trying to go in and pull it up right now. And I think Gibson must have been the only person to go in and like it, but there's one. And I'm putting the link to one of them. I'll put the link of one of them into the chat room as well so you can go into the video and like my comment. Boost it up. Give her a boost. There's that one.
There it is.
And then, or at least hopefully they didn't delete my comment. I guess I should probably actually look at that.
Well, if we went against your sensibilities.
No, nobody deleted it. They didn't delete it. Yay, it's still there.
awesome.
Let's see. And then
okay.
The second link. Robert, you should play it. You got the mixer, right? You got a mixer? You should play these two news stories about Gibson that they did. and you'll see what we mean. I'm posting the second one here, and that's the one that I made the comment on as well. I'm posting it in our chat room here.
Okay, let's see if I can. Okay, there we are. Let's see here. Well, stupid thing, get out of my way. turn the sound back up again. Let's see if I can get that here.
Yes, and y'all better be going in and liking my comment, or I'm going to consider you traitors. And I'll let Gunslinger show me how to make that noose in stuff like that. Just kidding.
Noose is my favorite thing. It's equal justice.
Oh, my God, such violence and such a family channel.
I think I caught Robert unprepared to play an on-the-spot video. Now I got him scrambling. That's a woman's prerogative, though, right? Keep your man scrambling. Keep them dazed and confused. Right, Cinnamon?
Yep.
Right, Suzette?
Absolutely.
They're in the chat room.
Hey.
I don't know if they're not on the
line,
though. Lori
Ann. Lori Ann. As co-host, you should have had that stuff all pulled up and ready to go.
Yeah, what's up with that?
That's my bad. That's my bad. That's true. I should take ownership as co-host. I should have done it. I could upload it right now. We still got half an hour before the switchboard goes dead, so I could upload it as a clip and play it if you're having problems, Robert, with the mixer.
Yeah, it's not allowing me to do that. I tried to play it, but it you were talking over it, and so it probably wasn't working very well.
I can just play it right here. Play it right here. I got it. Which one you want to play? The first one?
Yeah.
All right, hang on. I got it right here.
And
that's
the
right here, better
one.
Than me. Oh, shit. All right, hang on.
Fox 8 is your local election headquarters, and the State Board of Elections says a Republican candidate who lives here in the Piedmont Triad and is a person some have described as an anti-government extremist can stay on the ballot here in North Carolina.
Joseph Gibson, who is running for the State House of Representatives, denied that he is a neo-Nazi, as leaders of his own party sought to remove him. Despite the concerns Republicans raised about Gibson's beliefs, the issue of whether he could be on the ballot focused on something different, his criminal record. Gibson lives in Rockingham County and is running in the Republican primary against current Republican State Representative Reese Pirtle for a seat in the legislature. Republicans tried to get his name off the ballot after they learned that he'd been convicted of a series of felonies in Connecticut in the 90s, including robbery. They questioned whether he had his rights restored. Today, the State Board of Elections unanimously upheld the decision in Rockingham County to keep Gibson on the ballot. Despite concerns about credibility, they determined he'd finished his probation and there was no evidence that he's ineligible to run.
All he offered was his word, his testimony, that, quote, his rights had been fully restored. But his testimony before the Board of Elections was not credible evidence that his rights had actually been restored.
They had to comply with the law, and we're a state, country of laws, so the law is the law. They made the right ruling.
Gibson ran in the primary in 2022 as well and lost that time by a wide margin. After that, the Anti-Defamation League published an article calling him a white supremacist and anti-government extremist based on comments he'd made on social media and podcasts. He says he's not associated with the National Socialist Movement, despite that group promoting his candidacy 2 years ago.
I'm a bag. Oh, yeah, unbelievable, huh?
assholes.
Yep, they just can't seem to help themselves, huh?
Yeah, I like how you did your show
you
last week.
You are the devil. Joe Gibson is Satan. Don't vote for him.
It's just they run with that, and you know. But if it's them, though, they don't say it. You know, they use everything against us.
And if that doesn't work, they find something else.
Yeah. None of the issues I stand for was talked about. Nothing.
Play that second one too.
All right, let me see if I can get it up. Yeah, I got it.
Welcome to the Precious Metals Investor.
Yeah, commercials, man. I hate YouTube commercials, man.
Precious metals market.
Queen City News is your local election headquarters. Gubernatorial candidate and current Attorney General Josh Stein is blowing past competitors in fundraising efforts. According to his campaign, he has raised more than $5.7 million in the past 6 months. That's on top of his already record-breaking nearly $6 million during the first half of 2023. These numbers should keep him at or near the top of collections when all the candidates report their donations. Stein's campaign says it had about $11 million in cash entering the new year. And with 1 week until ballots start going out to voters, Republicans want one of their party's candidates for the General Assembly removed from the ballot. Well, so they appealed to state election officials today, saying that he's ineligible because of his criminal record. Let's check in now with our Capitol reporter, Michael Hyland, live in Raleigh tonight, digging deeper into this case. What were you able to find out?
Well, this involves a man named Joseph Gibson, who has run for the General Assembly before, but this time Republicans say they ran a background check on him and questioned his eligibility, but he's pushing back on that.
It's a battle over who gets on the ballot to run for the General Assembly. Joseph Gibson is a Republican in Rockingham County who filed to run against current Republican State Representative Reese Pirtle. Pirtle defeated Gibson by a wide margin 2 years ago, but this time Republican Party leaders don't even want to see Gibson on the ballot. Stephen Wiley is caucus director for House Republicans and ran a background check on Gibson, discovering a series of felony convictions, including robbery, in Connecticut.
Why did you all decide to take a closer look at him this time and not in 2022?
With how often the candidate filing period kept on stopping and starting in 21 and 22. He has got a talent for slipping through the cracks, and I didn't have time to see it.
Republicans challenged Gibson's candidacy, questioning if he's had his rights restored. After initially voting to remove Gibson from the ballot last week, the Democratic majority on the Rockingham County Board of Elections reversed that decision this week. While they questioned Gibson's credibility, they said he carried his burden of proof. Republicans appealed to the State Board of Elections Friday. Gibson told that board this week he's being targeted because of his opposition to a casino coming to Rockingham County.
No, the real issue is Joseph Gibson, his constituency. And the political issues I stand against, for one, is the casino.
The Anti-Defamation League wrote this report on Gibson after his loss in 2022, describing him as a white supremacist and anti-government extremist, and that the neo-Nazi National Socialist Movement promoted his candidacy.
We can't in good conscience criticize the other side if we don't hold our own side accountable when there are such prominent issues as this.
God. We reached out to Gibson today but did not hear back. The State Board of Elections is expected to consider this issue early next week. Live in Raleigh, Michael Hyland, Queen City News.
Assholes. I slipped through the cracks. I got a talent from slipping through the cracks. Yeah, you got a talent, buddy, for lying.
Yeah.
Crack flipper.
I know, right? I love that part. I pointed out to Gibson, I was like, okay, so they failed to actually, you know, check you out 2 years ago when you ran. But it's not their fault. It's only because you're good at slipping through the cracks.
Yeah. I was weaving my way through the cracks, you know.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah, that is
we only get podcast shows about my record, you know, about things that happened in my past. We only get podcast shows about it, you know. It's like I'm trying to hide it.
Yeah. But now we got your ad on Rumble now, so you can start sending that
out.
Yeah,
man. I'm good. Thank you.
And
that's good stuff, man.
I'm glad you like it.
I really think, you know, look, if I win this, which I think I got a good shot at winning, I think the problem is engaging the voter, I think. You know, like I said, talking to the people, let them know who I, you know, and that's, you know, my job too. You know, is letting them know who I am, what I represent. you know, man, I get down to that Capitol, I'm going to tell you right now, I'll be on the national news. I'm going to tell you that right now, because I'm going to be talking about restoring our republic, this criminal government, the things they've done, and I've got some stuff that I know about that I haven't said. So I've got some stuff that I'm going to expose to them that I can do if I'm a lawmaker. Trust me, it will make national news.
And
that's probably what they're afraid of.
House representative in North Carolina was found in a Trump shot to death today as a on passerby seeing the Trump lid was opened.
No, that ain't gonna happen.
Kind of funny, but ain't funny, is it? Ah!
They tried it before. They tried it two times. You know, hey.
Yeah. These motherfuckers are crazy, man. They're a fucking new no tit.
They sure are.
Yeah, I think you're right, Lorianne. That's what they're afraid of. They know I know, and I know I know. So, they're gonna. I'm telling you, there's some stuff there that could really, really be a big whistleblower. But it has to do with Joe Lieberman, former vice president candidate for the United States of America. You criminal bastard. I like the cocaine. Yeah. Motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. I was with them trucks up there.
I like the way you did that accent. I like the cocaine.
That was funny. Yeah, cocaine.
They are guilty. Yeah. I got them covering up a murder, man. I got them covering up a murder, you know? I mean, how are you going to be complacent with a murder? I'm telling them, the guy killed him. They don't want to do nothing about it. Like I got two of them. I got one. I'm one down here, right? They didn't even charge the guy. They finally charged him with vehicle manslaughter, so it covered their ass. But man, they went 6 months. I mean, man, that victim's family, man. I was getting mad. I was like, man, his family wants to know what the hell's going on. That ain't right, man. Guy fucking his dope dealer fucking knotted out and ran over the side across the road and killed the guy head on, and he was making a buy. So they let it go. They covered it all up. They scooped the drugs up at the crime scene, hid it, so this way the state police couldn't find it. Yeah, I was there with that, too. 2 ounces of freaking dope. Fucking dirty motherfuckers, man. You know? So this way here they, you know, hid the blood work. I mean, they're just dirty, man. Dirty. Yeah. You can't do that, man. We're law. You got to obey the law, you know?
Well, the Clintons have gotten away with it for years.
Well, you know, down here in Texas, they're dirty motherfuckers down here too. I mean, it's just every fucking state has dirty son bitches. Okay, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one that I personally know of. That go Google and YouTube John Joe Gray. Okay, kind of like you, only he witnessed a murder. Okay, and I met the man. I met him and his family and his two sons. At his property down there on Cedar Creek Lake down there south of me down here, okay? And they said, that family said, you want us? Come get it. I'm going, whoa. And that's a little, one of them little one-asshole towns down there in south, you know, southeast Texas down there by Cedar Creek Lake down there. And when I went down there, we donated some food down there. It's been a number of years now. But we took some food down there. And man, they live on the Trinity River down there. I mean, their property is right there on the Trinity River. And when we drove up, their big gates saying, "Come take it, you know, trespassers will be shot and all this shit." And they came up there and met us at the gate. And Joe had an AK-47 and a 45 pistol on his side. His wife had a 45 pistol and an AK-47. His two sons had an AK-47 strapped over their shoulders. And I'm going, whoa, man, look at this. It was all over the news. Just go look it up. Even Alex Jones was down there. Did a big piece on it. So, yeah. He just witnessed the murder, and they tried to frame him for it. This John Joe Gray. And they tried to frame him for it. And he said, fuck him. You want me, you come down
that
and get
drug
me.
Dealer Ricky Ross? Remember that drug dealer Rick Ross? Ricky Ross? There was a Cessna plane that they shipped right into LAX airport, right? It had over 300 tons of cocaine, and they purposely crashed it in Texas. Do you remember that plane crash that crashed in Texas? Was it called the cocaine on it?
Yeah, it may. Yeah, I would think. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. See? So, man, that's, oh, boy. Woo.
Yep. That pilot fucking took off. It's cracked right in our neighborhood. Cocaine all over the place. It's crazy, man. I know all about that.
These people will stop at nothing. These people will stop at nothing to frame you, to deface you, anything that they can do. Look at what they did to Trump. I mean, there's your classic example right there. And you ain't even anywhere, nowhere near Trump deal. So when you when you say the truth and you bring the truth out, you're the most hated.
You're
the most hated.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It's totally back asswards. You know, totally. Mm-hmm. Right is wrong. Wrong is right. You know, it's insanity. It is.
Look what they did to Barry Seal, man. Barry Seal, he was doing shipping drugs. I mean, look, Ronald Reagan's on TV with his wife saying, say no to drugs, right? And they sold him, man, get picture, undercover pictures of him with Pablo Escobar, man. They killed that guy, man. They blew his cover and everything. You know, I'm crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Look, when you say or people say that there was no Air America in Vietnam, bullshit. Okay? My ex-brother-in-law personally witnessed it when he was over. He did two tours over. Okay? And he's seen C-130s take off from some screwball town over there.
Yeah.
Full of cocaine. Heading for the United States.
What was his name, man? What was that guy's name, man? Oh, man, it was a black guy, man. Oh, I forgot it. His name, man. Oh, damn. I forgot his name.
And he even questioned it. He went up to his superior officer or something. And he said, what's in these airplanes? I mean, all these things going to the United States? He said, the commanding officer said, what airplanes, private?
They were hiding it in the furniture. They were hiding it in the furniture.
Yeah, right there. Yeah, right there. Right in front of your eyes. So, yeah.
Sure. Frank Lucas.
Frank Lucas, yes. That's it. Frank Lucas, that's the guy. Yep. He was shipping the stuff directly from Southeast Asia all the way up to here in the States on military planes.
Again, there was more evidence of the Branch Davidians down here in Waco, Texas, during that big debacle. They had videotaped evidence that there was a little airport just right next to their property down there. I seen it with my own two eyes that they had recorded airplanes landing in there and stuff being offloaded with government plates, vans with government plates.
So that's the stuff that they caught. That's the stuff they know. Now imagine the stuff that
they
know. Didn't catch.
Yeah, that's the stuff they know about.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't believe it until the lady told me, the lady that I talked to down there. I didn't believe it. You said, come over here and take a look.
Well, they turn their heads. Yeah, they turn their heads. You know, they're doing investigations. Yeah, they allow people to do stuff when they're working for them. I got away with stuff when I was working for them. They should just say, don't worry about it. You know, come on. It's just the nature of the game.
It's crazy. But that's why they were shut up. They were shut up because they knew too much. That's exactly why. They had to shut them up. So what's the best way to do it is bring up false charges. Oh, they had fully automatic weapons. No, they didn't. Didn't find one damn fully automatic weapon after the deal. So
the guy tried to kill me in Connecticut. He tried to set me up in Connecticut. The parole officer in Connecticut, he's the only one that knew I was going to be there at 7 o'clock at night. He's the only one. Nobody else knew. So they tried to kill me. You know? I mean, three guys, knife in the chest. He's the only one. You know, how could you not say he's not responsible? If he's the only person that knew I was going to be there at a certain time, you know, except the guy and the guys that were trying to kill me, you know. So, I mean, you know, so how could you not invest? I mean, and they just deny it. I said, I got him on recording, man, getting paid off by the Latin Kings. He's on the take, man. He's getting paid off, you know.
We don't want to hear that. We don't want to talk about that.
Why?
Yeah,
right.
Oh, boy.
How dare you tell the truth, and how dare you run for office? Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Really?
Yeah.
See, this is the kind of shit that they don't want people to know. So long as you're some obscure person that nobody really knows or, you know, then okay, fine. But now you've been getting some press,
you know, now you've been starting to get noticed. And they are scared shitless of that. So they are pulling out all the stops. Like I said, Gibson, it's like they looked up anybody named Joe Gibson in the state of North Carolina, and any criminal charges they had combined, they tacked right onto you and reported on it, you know?
Yeah.
And they didn't even have
to fucking throw at you.
According to the Daily Mail, multi-million-dollar bidding war has begun among producers and publishers for the rights to the life story of Claudine Gay, Harvard's disgraced former president. It's about time someone did a movie adaptation, though, of Family Matters. As much as $15 million has reportedly been offered to the pathological plagiarist, which is nearly enough to cover a Harvard student's 2024 meal plan. Film producers think a movie could be a blockbuster hit. Yeah, nothing spells box office gold like repurposing other people's work. She's the master. And it's clear Hollywood doesn't care about originality. That's why there's 11 Fast and Furious movies. Here's the latest. Fast and Furious number 2. One anonymous source says Claudine's story has Academy Awards written all over it, has death and drama, real-world controversy. Yeah, it has everything an Academy Award-winning film needs except an audience willing to see it. In case you forgot, Gay resigned after barely 6 months as Harvard president when numerous instances of plagiarism were uncovered in her academic work. Yet it turns out old Claudine was about as original as a mullet at a tractor.
They didn't mention nothing about my book. I wish I should have got some sales out of that, man. Damn, I should have mentioned that, too.
Yeah.
I would have ate that up.
Yep. Well, we just lost Ron Rick. He just dropped out of the chat room or off the phone.
it's crazy, man. Crazy.
Well, if you look at the chat room, I just put a video in there. That's the ABC documentary on Joe John Gray at Cedar Creek Lake, Texas, down there. They even did a whole hour on the man right there. Watch that one right there. I met that man and his family right there.
Is he alive?
Yep. Met him in person. Sure did. That was the ABC documentary that they did.
That's
on 2020.
Part
1 of 2. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And part 2 of 2 is on the next one that would come up if you watch that.
Yeah, this one, yep. Man, it's crazy. Cool. I'm telling you, that was insane. I'm going, wow. Right in my own backyard, basically.
Yeah.
And
my
brother lives in there, man. The crazy world.
Well,
I wonder, can we fix it? Can we? I mean,
it's just getting more crazy.
And can it be fixed? You know, can it? That's the thing. And really, what are we fighting for? I mean, I was like listening to this guy. I was listening to his story earlier about the Russian guy that's Tarzan down in Florida, and this other guy. They were buying stuff from Russia, going to get a submarine, buy a submarine or whatever. I don't know if you ever heard of that story, but they were going to buy a submarine. He stole $10 million from the Medellin cartel. He said, "I got $10 million. He said, I'm getting that." He just took it, man. You know, he made out. He's still on the run to this day. So, you know, why not just get yours and go, you know? I mean, what are you trying to fight for? Can we fix this mess? Can it be fixed? I don't know. I just don't know anymore sometimes.
It's
going to
take a hell of a deal. Yeah, it's going to take a hell of a situation to fix it. There's no doubt. Mm-hmm. A big, gigantic reset button is what you need. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
one that's not owned by George Soros.
Yeah.
Well, he's not really a major. I mean, he's major, but he's not like the Rothschilds, you know? I mean, who prints this money? You know, I'm one of the people that made this system, the central bank system. The Rothschilds, the Carnegies, the Warburgs, the J.P. Morgans.
There's another link down there on the border. The U.S. or the militia is taking things in their own hands now. That's just a few weeks ago. That this is going on.
Where is it at? Where'd you put it at?
Yeah. Citizen militia takes U.S. border security into their own hands.
Sure.
These people are serious, too. Yep, these people are serious, too. Yeah. Yeah, watch that one. Open your eyes up a little bit. I'm going, whoa, that shit's getting hot down there.
Yeah. We've got about 7 minutes left of the recorded section, and then we'll be going into no man's land, so.
Time sure does fly, doesn't it?
Yeah, especially when you're having fun.
When you're having fun, you know that. Time flies when you're having fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're a citizen militia.
I wonder if Ron Reck is putting up an episode since he dropped earlier. Jim Clark's show starts in 68 minutes. Jim Clark's novelty vent and chat. Insomniacs, get your drink.
Oh, boy.
68 minutes till him. But I don't see anything for Ron Reck yet, but I'm still scrolling.
He was just in the chat room. Yeah, he was just in the chat room saying that his cell phone dropped.
Uh-oh.
So, and I think he's already left.
Yeah, but then he left the chat, too.
Then he left chat, yeah.
So a lot of times when this happens and we go into no man's land, he decides to put up a show.
Yeah.
So we'll have to keep an eye out. He'll get his crap figured out. But I know I'm going to want to say hi to Jim Clark for his show. I told him I would tune in earlier.
Uh-huh. Well, before we lose everything,
I
got to
make sure he doesn't be lonely. The poor guy dates some really seriously screwed up women sometimes. It makes me feel sorry for him. Boyd knows all about that. Boyd, you're still with us, right?
It shows he's there.
What was that, Tuesday? Boyd was on it too. And I was like, he's describing to me, you know, like he's dating, and I ended up basically commenting like, dude, I really think you need to reevaluate your dating priorities.
Before we lose, it was kind of funny,
but yeah. You know, it's entertaining though. It gets
before
to
we
a little
this,
bit, but you know, it was fun.
Yeah. Before we lose this, I'm going to go ahead and play that ad I made up for Suzette's new show coming up. CNM is growing again, and our new show, coming up next with host Suzette, will be airing on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Eastern. Suzette is a constitutional scholar and health professional who has hosted shows on BTR since 2009. She currently hosts Welcome to Suzette Live Talk on Spreaker. Tune in for Coming Up Next with Suzette at 4 p.m. Eastern on Wednesdays, heard through Conservative Nation Media, where we can depend on the truth always being told, and where America always wins. Okay, there's the ad that I set up for her. So her show is
coming
up on Wednesday. You've got to
send me that audio file. You've got to send me that audio so that I can upload it and play it as a promo on my show, too.
Okay, yeah, I can do that. I've got it here somewhere. I know I've uploaded.
What a good one
there
for you too that I can play. But you know, I want one for you as well that says, you know, Conservative Nation Media, where to find you, since you know I'm on my own channel. You know what I mean? So,
I essentially have.
I would love for you to do like a promo for me. That works. Yeah, better.
Yeah.
That works better. Yeah. That says exactly where to find you a little bit easier. The one you have is good, but I think it needs to clarify a little bit more where to find you, that, you know, you're not on Lucid Libertarian, you're, you know.
Well, I've got one that I made about a year ago. Yeah, I got one that I made about a year ago. I'm going to have to redo it and get it set up, so I'll get that done, and I'll send you that up, the the audio of that one that I did for Suzette, so you can have it too.
Right on. And if you need to, like if they're large audio files, I do have my Google Drive. You know, I could, you know, set up a folder for you on my Google Drive to upload to, so you have permission to.
I don't really think that way, because
I don't email sometimes with size limits.
Yeah, I don't think that one's too awful big because it's not very long. It's only like about 35 seconds long, so it's not very long. So I'll get that sent to you.
Yeah, so if it's emailable, great. If it's too large of a file, let me know.
And then
maybe
that
I
one
just
that...
set up a folder in my shared Google Drive anyway, just so that
and that one I did for the one I did for Joe Gibson is 47 seconds long, so and that one shouldn't be too big of a file either. I've sent that one to him as a video file, so I'm not sure if he ever got it, but I tried.
I don't mind, you know, playing promos. I always play yours, but I was kind of thinking when I was listening to it that it could elaborate a little more on, you know, conservative nation media, blah, 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 you know, making it a little more clear that they're not going to find you under my banner, you know, that you're under yours.
I'll set it up for you and get it redone. So, because it's been about a year since I did it, and I never liked that one anyway, so I guess I could always redo it. Yeah, I'll get that sent to you.
You're on a roll lately.
Yeah. You know, I'll send you that one.
While you're on a roll, I'm in the mood.
And I'll send that one for Joe Gibson to you, too.
Yeah, and mine, I thought about changing mine, and I'm like, to what? Like, what different would I really say? You know, It's right there. It's all out there. You know, like, here you go.
Yep.
This is what I'm about. Here's my show. Here's my name. Blah, blah, blah. You know, where to find me, you know, all that kind of crap. And it's like, so, like, I'm like, why should I update it? What am I really going to say any different?
Yep. Well, I think we're going into no man's land now, so, and I've got to get up early in the morning, so we might as well just go ahead and stop this and see if we can find Joe Gibson or Ron Reck, see if he's out there.
Keep an eye out here for Ron Reck. If not, I know I'm going to make my way to say hi to Jim Clark when he does his show in a little bit. But I am going to keep an eye out to see if Ron Reck decides to do one of his late night after hours shows.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and play this ending song, and we'll see you guys later next week. And great show, guys.
Well, yeah, I'll see you on Sunday on my show, right?
Right. I will be there.
Pick it up.
God bless you all.